Book of Ezekiel. Chapter 1. And it happened in the 30th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th of the month, as I was among the captives by the river Kibar, the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of Elohim. On the 5th of the month, the 5th year of the captivity of Jehoiakim the king, coming the word of Yahweh existing, came to pass to Ezekiel, the son of Buzi, the priest, in the land of the Chaldeans, by the river Kibar. And there the hand of Yahweh was on him. And I looked, and behold, a windstorm came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire flashing itself, and a brightness to it all around. And out of its midst, like the color of polished copper it came, out of the midst of the fire. Also from its midst came the likeness of 4 living creatures. And this was how they looked. They had the likeness of a man. And 4 faces were to each, and 4 wings to each of them. And their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet like the sole of a calf's foot. And they sparkled like the color of burnished copper. And the hands of a man extended from under their wings on their 4 sides. And their faces and their wings were to the 4 of them, joining each one to the other by their wings. They did not turn in their going, each one went toward the front of their face. And the likeness of their faces, the face of a man, and the face of a lion, on the right side to the 4 of them, and the face of an ox on the left to the 4 of them, and the face of an eagle to the 4 of them. So their faces were. And their wings were spread upward, to each, the 2 wings were joined, and 2 wings of each covering their bodies. And each went toward the front of their faces. To where the Spirit was to go, there they went, they did not turn in their going. And the likeness of the living creatures. They appeared like coals of burning fire, like the appearance of torches, it was continually circling among the living creatures. And the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures kept running and returning, like the appearance of a flash of lightning. And I looked at the living creatures, and, behold, one wheel was on the earth beside the living creatures, with the 4 of its faces. The appearance of the wheels and their workmanship was like the color of beryl, and the one likeness was to the 4 of them. And their appearance and their workmanship was like the wheel in the middle of the wheel. They went on the 4 of their sides in their going, they did not turn in their going. And also their rims were high to them, even awesome to them. And their rims were full of eyes all around the 4 of them. And in the going of the living creatures the wheels went beside them. And in the lifting up of the living creatures from on the earth, the wheels were lifted up. There where the Spirit was to go, there they went, there their Spirit was to go, and the wheels were lifted up along with them. For the Spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. In their going, these went, and in their standing still, these stood still. And in their being lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up along with them. For the Spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. And a likeness was over the heads of the living creature, an expanse like the color of awesome crystal, stretched out over their heads from above. And under the expanse their wings were straight, the one toward the other, to each, 2 wings covering on this side, and to each 2 covering on that side of their bodies. And I heard the sound of their wings like the sound of great waters, like the voice of the Almighty. In their going was the sound of tumult, like the sound of an army. In their standing still, they let down their wings. And there was a voice from the expanse that was over their heads. In their standing still, they let down their wings. And from above the expanse that was over their heads was an appearance like a stone of lapis sapphire, the likeness of a throne. And on the likeness of the throne was a likeness in appearance like a man on it from above. And I saw him, like the color of polished copper, looking like fire within it all around. From the appearance of his loins and upward, and from the appearance of his loins and downward, I saw him looking like fire, and brightness to it all around. As the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of the rain, so appeared the brightness all around. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of Yahweh. And I saw, and I fell on my face, and I heard a voice of one speaking. Chapter 2. And he said to me, Son of man, stand on your feet, and I will speak to you. And the Spirit entered into me as he spoke to me, and he made me stand on my feet, and I heard him speaking to me. And he said to me, Son of man, I am sending you to the sons of Israel, to the nations, the rebelling ones who have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me to this day. and the sons are stiff of face and hard of heart. I am sending you to them. And you shall say to them, so says Adonai Yahweh. And they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yea, they shall know that a prophet has been among them. And you, son of man, do not be afraid of them and of their words. Do not be afraid, though briars and thorns are with you, and though you are living among scorpions. Do not be afraid of their words, and do not be frightened by their faces, though they are a house of rebellion. And you shall speak my words to them, whether they will hear, or whether they will forbear, for they are rebellious. But you, son of man, hear what I am saying to you. Do not be like that rebellious house of rebellion. Open your mouth and eat what I am giving to you. And I looked, and behold, a hand was extended to me. And behold, a roll of a book was in it. And he spread it before me, and it was written on the face and the back. And written on it were weepings, and mourning, and woe. Chapter 3. And he said to me, Son of man, eat what you find. Eat this roll, and go speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he made me eat that roll. And he said to me, Son of man, make your belly eat, and fill your bowels with the roll, this that I give to you. And I ate, and it was in my mouth like honey for sweetness. And he said to me, Son of man, go. Come to the house of Israel and speak with my words to them. For you are not sent to a people of deep lip and difficult of language, but to the house of Israel. Not to many peoples of deep lip and of a difficult language, whose words you cannot hear. If I had sent you to them, they would have listened to you. But the house of Israel is not willing to listen to you, for they are not willing to listen to me, for all the house of Israel are strong of forehead and hard of heart. Behold, I have made your face strong over against their faces, and your forehead strong over against their foreheads. I have made your forehead as an adamant harder than flint. Do not fear them, and do not be frightened by their faces, though they are a house of rebellion. And he said to me, Son of man, all my words which I speak to you, receive into your heart, and hear with your ears. And go. Come to the exiles, to the sons of your people, and speak to them, and say to them, so says Adonai Yahweh, whether they will hear, or whether they will forbear. And the Spirit lifted me up, and I heard behind me a sound of a great tumult, saying, Blessed be the glory of Yahweh from his place. And there was the sound of the wings of the living creatures touching each one to the other, and the sound of the wheels along with them, and the sound of a great tumult. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me, and I went bitterly in the heat of my spirit, but the hand of Yahweh was strong upon me. Then I came to the exiles at Tel Aviv, those dwelling by the river Kibar. And I sat there where they were sitting. I also dwelt there 7 days, being appalled among them. And it happened at the end of the 7 days, even it happened that the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. And hear the word of my mouth, and warn them from me. In my saying to the wicked, Surely you shall die, and you do not warn him, and you do not speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, he, the wicked, shall die in his iniquity. But I will require his blood at your hand. And you, because you have warned the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness or from his way, he, the wicked, shall die in his iniquity. But you have delivered your soul. And when the righteous turns from his righteousness and does injustice, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Since you have not warned him, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered. But I will require his blood at your hand. But you, because you warned him, the righteous, so that the righteous should not sin, and he does not sin, surely he shall live because he is warned. And you have delivered your soul. And the hand of Yahweh was on me there. And he said to me, Arise, go forth into the plain, and I will speak with you there. And I rose up and went forth into the plain. And, behold, there the glory of Yahweh was standing, like the glory which I saw by the river Kibar. And I fell on my face. And the Spirit entered into me and stood me on my feet and spoke with me. And he said to me, Come, shut yourself within your house. But you, son of man, behold, they shall put on you cords and shall bind you with them, and you shall not go out among them. And I will make your tongue cling to your palate, and you shall be dumb. and there shall not be to them a reproving man. For they are a rebellious house. But in my speaking with you, I will open your mouth, and you shall say to them, So says Adonai Yahweh. He who hears, let him hear, and he rejects, let him reject. For they are a rebellious house. Chapter 4. And you, son of man, take a brick to yourself, and lay it before you, and engrave on it a city, Jerusalem. And lay a siege on it, and build a fort on it, and pour out a ramp on it. And place a camp on it, and set battering rams all around on it. And you, take a griddle of iron to yourself, and place it as a wall of iron between you and the city. And place your face against it, and it shall be under siege, and thrust upon it. It is a sign to the house of Israel. And you, lie down on your left side, and lay the iniquity of the house of Israel on it. The number of the days that you shall lie down on it, you shall bear their iniquity. For I have laid on you the years of their iniquity, according to the number of days. 390 days. And you shall bear the house of Israel's iniquity. And when you complete them, even lie on your right side, the second. And you shall bear the house of Judah's iniquity 40 days, a day for a year. I have given it for you, a day for a year. And you shall set your face toward the siege of Jerusalem, and your arm bared, and you shall prophesy over it. And, behold, I will put cords on you, and you cannot turn from your side to your other side until you have completed the days of your siege. And you, take to yourself wheat, and barley, and beans, and lentils, and millet, and spelt, and place them in a single vessel. And make them for yourself into bread, to the number of days that you are lying on your side. You shall eat it 390 days. And your food which you shall eat shall be by weight. 20 shekels a day. From time to time you shall eat it. And you shall drink water by measure. The sixth part of a hin. From time to time you shall drink. And you shall eat cakes of barley, and you shall bake it with dung of the excrement of man, in their sight. And Yahweh said, Even so the sons of Israel shall eat their defiled bread among the nations there where I will drive them. Then I said, Adonai Yahweh, Behold, my soul has not been defiled. I have not even eaten a carcass or a torn animal, from my youth even until now. And unclean flesh has not come into my mouth. Then he said to me, See, I have given to you the dung of cattle in place of the dung of man. And you shall make bread over it. And he said to me, Son of man, behold, I am breaking the staff of bread in Jerusalem. And they shall eat bread by weight, and with anxiety. And they shall drink water by measure, and in horror. Because they will lack bread and water, and each one be stunned with his brother. And they will waste away in their iniquity. Chapter 5. And you, son of man, take to yourself a sharp sword, the razor of a barber. Take it to yourself and make it pass over your head and over your beard. And take to yourself scales to weigh, and to divide them out. You shall burn a third part in the fire, in the midst of the city, when the days of the siege are fulfilled. And you shall take the third part and beat with a sword all around it. And you shall scatter the third part into the wind, and I will draw out a sword after them. Also you shall take from there a few in number and bind them in your skirts. And take from them again, and throw them into the middle of the fire and burn them in the fire. From it shall come forth a fire into all the house of Israel. So says Adonai Yahweh. This is Jerusalem. I have set her in the midst of the nations, and all around her are the lands. And she has changed my judgments for wickedness more than the nations, and defiled my Torah more than the lands that are all around her. For they have rejected my judgments and my Torah, they have not walked in them. Therefore, so says Adonai Yahweh. Because you rebelled more than the nations that are all around you, not having walked in my statutes, and not having performed my judgments, and you have not done according to the judgments of the nations all around you. Therefore, so says Adonai Yahweh. Behold, I, even I am against you, and will execute judgments in your midst in the sight of the nations. And I will do in you that which I have not done, and which I will not do the like again, for all your abominations. Therefore, the fathers shall eat the sons in your midst, and the sons shall eat their fathers. And I will execute judgments against you, and I will scatter the whole remnant of you into every wind. Therefore, as I live, says Adonai Yahweh, Surely because you have defiled my sanctuary with all your idolatries and with all your abominations, so I also will withdraw. And my eye shall not spare, and I will not have pity. A third part of you shall die by the plague and shall be consumed by the famine in your midst. And a third part shall fall by the sword all around you. And a third part I will scatter into every wind, and I will draw out a sword after them. And my anger shall be spent, and I will make my fury rest on them, and I will be eased. And they shall know that I, Yahweh, have spoken in my zeal, in my fulfilling my fury among them. And I will make you into a waste and a reproach among the nations that are around you, in the eyes of all who pass by. And it shall be a reproach and a taunt, an example and a horror, to the nations which are all around you, when I shall execute against you judgments in anger and in fury and in chastisements among them. I, Yahweh, have spoken it. When I shall send the arrows of evil famine among them, which shall be for ruin, for which I will send them to destroy you, even I will increase the famine on you and break the staff of bread to you. Yea, I will send famine and evil beasts on you, and you will be bereaved. And pestilence and blood shall pass among you, and I shall bring a sword on you. I, Yahweh, have spoken. Chapter 6. And it happened, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face towards the mountains of Israel and prophesy against them. And say, Mountains of Israel, hear the word of Adonai Yahweh. So says Adonai Yahweh to the mountains, and to the hills, to the ravines, and to the valleys, Behold, I, even I will bring a sword on you, and I will destroy your high places. And your altars shall be ruined, and your pillars shall be broken. And I will cast down your slain before your idols. And I will put the dead bodies of the sons of Israel before their idols, and I will scatter your bones around your altars. In all your dwelling places the city shall be laid waste, and the high places shall be deserted, so that your altars may be laid waste and become guilty, and that your idols may be broken and brought to an end, and your pillars may be cut down, and your works wiped out. And the slain shall fall in your midst, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. Yet I will leave a remainder, so that may be left to you those who escape the sword among the nations, in your scattering among the lands. And those who escape shall remember me among the nations where they will be made captive, because I was broken by their whoring heart which has turned away from me, and by their whoring eyes which go after their idols. And they shall loathe against their faces for the evils which they have done in all their abominations. And they shall know that I am Yahweh, and not in vain have I said to do this evil to them. So says Adonai Yahweh. Strike with your hand, and stamp with your foot, and say, Alas, for all the evil abominations of the house of Israel. For they shall fall by the sword, by the famine, and by the plague. He who is far off shall die by the plague, and he who is near shall fall by the sword, and he who remains and is besieged shall die by the famine. So I will fulfill my fury on them. And you shall know that I am Yahweh when their slain shall be in the midst of their idols all around their altars, on every high hill, in all the tops of the mountains, and under every green tree, and under every leafy oak, the place where they gave their a soothing aroma to all their idols. And I will stretch out my hand on them and make the land a desolation even more desolate than the desert toward Diblath, in all their dwelling places. And they shall know that I am Yahweh. Chapter 7. And it happened, the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, And you, son of man, so says Adonai Yahweh to the ground of Israel. An end. The end has come on the four corners of the earth. The end is now on you, and I will send my anger on you and will judge you according to your ways and will lay on you all your abominations. And my eye shall not spare you, and I will not have pity. But I will lay your ways on you, and your abominations shall be in your midst, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. So says Adonai Yahweh. An evil. An only evil. Behold, it has come. An end has come, the end has come. It has awakened against you, behold, it has come. The encirclement has come to you, O dwellers of the earth. The time has come, the day of tumult is near, and not a shout of the hills. I will soon pour out my fury on you and fulfill my anger on you. And I will judge you according to your ways and will put on you all your abominations. And my eye shall not spare, and I will not have pity, I will put on you according to your ways and your abominations that are in your midst. and you shall know that I am Yahweh who strikes. Behold the day. Behold, it has come, the encirclement has gone out, the rod has blossomed, and pride has budded. Violence has risen for a rod of wickedness. None of them shall remain, even none of their multitude, and none of their riches, and none lamenting among them. The time has come, the day has arrived. Do not let the buyer rejoice, and do not let the sellers mourn, for wrath is on all her multitude. For the seller shall not return to that which is sold, although they still are among the living, for the vision is to all her multitude, and it shall not return, and a man shall not hold his life strong in his iniquity. They have blown the trumpet, even to make all ready, but no one goes to the battle, for my wrath is on all her multitude. The sword is outside, and the plague, and the famine are inside. He who is in the field shall die with the sword. And he who is in the city, famine and plague shall devour him. But if their fugitives shall escape, then they shall be on the mountains like doves of the valleys, all of them mourning, each for his iniquity. All hands shall be feeble, and all knees shall go as water. They shall also gird on sackcloth, and trembling shall cover them. And shame shall be on all faces, and baldness on all heads. They shall throw their silver in the streets, and their gold shall be an impure thing. Their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of Yahweh. They shall not satisfy their soul, and they shall not fill their bowels, for their iniquity has become a stumbling block for them. And the beauty of his ornament, he set it in majesty. But they made it the images of their abominations, and of their hateful things. Therefore, I have put it to them as an impure thing. And I will also give it into the hand of the strangers for a prize, and to the wicked of the earth for a spoil. And they shall defile it. I also will turn my face from them, and they shall defile my hidden place. And violent ones shall enter into it and defile it. Take the chain, for the land is full of bloody judgments, and the city is full of violence. And I will bring the most evil of the nations, and they shall possess their houses. And I will make cease the pomp of the strong ones, and their holy places shall be defiled. Anguish comes. And they shall seek peace, but none shall be. Disaster on disaster shall come, and rumor to rumor shall be. And they shall seek a vision from the prophet, but the Torah shall perish from the priest, and counsel from the elders. The king shall mourn, and the ruler shall be clothed with despair. And the hands of the people of the land shall be terrified. According to their way, I will do to them, and according to their judgments, I will judge them. And they shall know that I am Yahweh. Chapter 8. And it was in the sixth year, in the sixth month, on the fifth of the month, I was sitting in my house. And the elders of Judah were sitting before me. And the hand of Adonai Yahweh fell on me there. And I looked, and behold, a likeness as the appearance of fire, from the appearance of his loins and downward, like fire, and from his loins and upward, as the appearance of brightness, like the color of polished copper. And he put forth the form of a hand and took me by a lock of my head. And the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and the heavens and brought me to Jerusalem, in the visions of Elohim, to the opening of the inner gate facing north, where there was a seat of the image of jealousy, which causes jealousy. And, behold, the glory of the Elohim of Israel was there, like the appearance which I saw in the plain. And he said to me, Son of man, lift up your eyes now to the way of the north. So I lifted up my eyes the way of the north, and, behold, from the north, at the gate of the altar, was this image of jealousy at the entrance. And he said to me, Son of man, do you see what they are doing, the great abominations which the house of Israel is doing here, that I should be far from my sanctuary? But you turn back and you shall see greater abominations. And he brought me to the opening of the court. And I looked, and, behold, a single hole in the wall. And he said to me, Son of man, dig now in the wall. And I dug in the wall, and, behold, an opening. And he said to me, Go in and see the evil abominations that they are doing here. And I went in and looked. And, behold, every form of creeping thing, and hateful beast, and all the idols of the house of Israel were carved on the wall all around. And 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel, and Jazaniah, the son of Shaphan, were standing among them. These were standing among them, and each man with his censer in his hand, and the odor of the cloud of incense rising. And he said to me, Son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel are doing in the dark, each man in the rooms of his image? For they are saying, Yahweh does not see us, Yahweh has forsaken the earth. And he said to me, You turn back again, and you shall see greater abominations which they are doing. And he brought me to the opening of the gate of the house of Yahweh, toward the north. And, behold, women were sitting there weeping for Tammuz. And he said to me, Have you seen, son of man? You turn again and you shall see greater abominations than these. And he brought me into the inner court of the house of Yahweh. And, behold, at the opening of the sanctuary of Yahweh, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs to the sanctuary of Yahweh, and their faces eastward. And they bowed themselves eastward to the sun. And he said to me, Son of man, have you seen? Is it a light thing to the house of Judah from doing the abominations which they do here? For they have filled the land with violence and have returned to provoke me to anger. And, behold, they are putting the branch to their nose. And I also will deal with fury. My eye shall not spare, and I will not have pity. And though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, I will not hear them. Chapter 9. And he cried in my ears with a loud voice, saying, Let the overseers of the city draw near, even each with his destroying weapon in his hand. And, behold, six men were coming from the way of the upper gate, which faces north. And each had his shattering weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed in linen, and an inkhorn of a scribe at his loins. And they went in and stood beside the copper altar. And the glory of the Elohim of Israel had gone on, from on the cherub where it was on it, to the threshold of the house. And he called to the man clothed in linen with the inkhorn of a scribe at his loins. And Yahweh said to him, Pass through in the midst of the city, in the midst of Jerusalem, and imprint a mark on the foreheads of the men who are groaning and are mourning over all the abominations that are done in her midst. And he said to those in my hearing, Pass over in the city after him and strike. Do not let your eye spare, and do not have pity. Slay the aged man, the young man, and the virgin, even children, and women, all to destruction. But to every man who has the mark on him, do not come near. And begin from my sanctuary. And they began with the aged men who were before the house. And he said to them, Defile the house and fill the courts with the dead. Go forth. And they went out and killed in the city. And it happened as they struck, and I remained, even I. Then I fell on my face and I cried out and said, Ah, Adonai Yahweh! Will you destroy all the remnant of Israel in your pouring out of your fury on Jerusalem? And he said to me, The iniquity of the house of Israel and of Judah is very great, and the land is filled with blood, and the city is full of perversity. For they say, Yahweh has forsaken the land, and Yahweh does not see. And even I, my eye does not spare, and I will not have pity. I will put their way on their head. And, behold, the man clothed with linen, with the inkhorn at his loins, reported the matter, saying, I have done as you commanded me. Chapter 10. And I looked. And, behold, in the expanse over the head of the cherubs was seen the appearance of the form of a throne, like a stone of sapphire, above them. And he spoke to the man clothed with linen, and said, Go in among the wheels, under the cherub, and fill your hands with coals of fire from between the cherubs, and sprinkle on the city. And he went in before me. And the cherubs were standing on the right side of the house when he, the man, went in. And the cloud filled the inner court. And the glory of Yahweh lifted up from the cherub, over the threshold of the house. And the house was filled with the cloud. And the court was full of the radiance of the glory of Yahweh. And the sound of the wings of cherubs was heard over the outer court, as the voice of El Shaddai when he speaks. And it happened, when he had commanded the man clothed with linen, saying, Take fire from between the wheels, from between the cherubs. Then he went and stood beside the wheels. And one cherub stretched out his hand from between the cherubs, to the fire between the cherubs. And he lifted and put it into the hands of the one clothed with linen. And he took it and went out. And the form of a man's hand was seen under the wings of the cherubs. And I looked, and, behold, the four wheels were beside the cherubs. One wheel beside one cherub, one wheel beside one cherub. And the appearance of the wheels was like the color of a stone of Tarshish. And their appearance was as one, the four of them, as if the wheel were in the midst of the wheel. In their going on their four sides, they went. They did not turn in their going. For to the place where the head faces, after it they went. They did not turn in their going. And all their flesh, and their backs, and their hands, and their wings, and the wheels, were full of eyes all around, even their wheels which the four of them had. As for the wheels, it was cried to them in my hearing, whirling wheel. And four faces were to each. The first face was the face of a cherub, and the second face the face of a man, and the third the face of a lion, and the fourth the face of an eagle. And the cherubs rose up. This is the living creature that I saw by the river Kibar. And in the going of the cherubs, the wheels went beside them. And when the cherubs lifted their wings to soar from the earth, the wheels did not turn from beside them, even they. When they stood still, these stood still. And when they rose up, these also lifted up. For the spirit of the living creature was in them. And the glory of Yahweh went from the threshold of the house and stood over the cherubs. And the cherubs lifted their wings and rose up from the earth in my sight. When they went out, the wheels also were with them. And he stood at the door of the gate of the house of Yahweh, the eastern gate, and the glory of the Elohim of Israel was over them from above. This is the living creature that I saw under the Elohim of Israel by the river Kibar, and I knew that they were cherubs. For, even four faces are to each, and four wings to each. And the form of a man's hands was under their wings. And the form of their faces, they are the faces that I saw by the river Kibar, their appearances, even theirs. They each went straight forward. Chapter 11. And the Spirit lifted me up and brought me to the eastern gate of the house of Yahweh, the gate which faces eastward. And, behold, at the opening of the gate were 25 men. And I saw among them Jazaniah the son of Azar, and Pelatiah, the son of Benaiah, leaders of the people. And he said to me, Son of man, these are the men who plot evil and advise wicked advice in this city. Who say, It is not near, let us build houses, she is the pot, and we are the flesh. So prophesy against them, prophesy, son of man. And the Spirit of Yahweh fell on me and said to me, Speak, so says Yahweh. So you have said, House of Israel, for I myself know the steps of your spirit. You have multiplied your dying ones in this city, and you have filled her streets with the dying. So Adonai Yahweh says this. Your dying ones whom you have laid in her midst, they are the flesh, and she is the pot. But I will bring you forth out of her midst. You have feared the sword, but I will bring a sword on you, says Adonai Yahweh. And I will bring you out of her midst and will give you into the hand of strangers. And I will execute judgments against you. You shall fall by the sword. I will judge you to the border of Israel, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. This city shall not be for a pot to you, nor shall you be in its midst for flesh. But I will judge you in the border of Israel. And you shall know that I am Yahweh in whose statutes you have not walked. Yea, you have not done my judgments. Yea, as the judgments of the nations who are around you, you have done. And it happened when I prophesied, Pelatiah, the son of Benaiah, died. Then I fell on my face and cried with a loud voice and said, Ah, Adonai Yahweh! Will you make a full end of the remnant of Israel? And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, your brothers, the men of your redemption, and all the house of Israel, all of them who have said to those living in Jerusalem, Go far away from Yahweh, this land is given to us for a possession. Therefore, say, So says Adonai Yahweh. Though I have sent them far off among the nations, and though I scattered them among the lands, yet I was to them as a little sanctuary in the countries there where they had gone. So Adonai Yahweh says this. I shall gather you from the peoples, and assemble you out of the lands, in those where you were scattered, and I shall give to you the land of Israel. And they will come there, and they will remove all its hateful things and all its abominations from it. And I shall give to them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. And I will remove the stony heart out of their flesh, and I will give them a heart of flesh. So that they may walk in my statutes and keep my judgments, and do them. And they shall be to me for a people, and I will be to them for Elohim. And as to those whose heart is going after their hateful things, and also their heart is after their disgusting idols, I will give their way on their heads, declares Adonai Yahweh. Then the cherubs lifted up their wings, and the wheels were beside them. And the glory of the Elohim of Israel was over them from above. And the glory of Yahweh went up from the midst of the city and stood on the mountain which is on the east of the city. And the Spirit lifted me up and brought me into Chaldea, to the exiles, in a vision by the Spirit of Elohim. And the vision that I had seen went up from me. And I spoke to the exiles all the things which Yahweh had made me see. Chapter 12. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, you dwell in the midst of a rebellious house. They have eyes to see, but they do not see, they have ears to hear, but they do not hear, for they are a rebellious house. And you, son of man, prepare for yourself vessels for exile, and go into exile by day before their eyes. And you shall be exiled from your place to another place before their eyes. Perhaps they will see that they are a rebellious house. And you shall bring forth your vessels as vessels for exile by day before their eyes. And you shall go forth at evening before their eyes, as those going into exile. In their sight dig for yourself through the wall, and carry out through it. Before their eyes you shall carry on the shoulder, in the dark carry out. You shall cover your face so that you do not see the ground, for I have set you as a wonder to the house of Israel. And I did so, as I was commanded. By day I brought forth my vessel as a vessel for exile. And in the evening I dug by hand for myself through the wall. I brought it out in the dark, and I carried on my shoulder before their eyes. And in the morning the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, has not the house of Israel, that rebellious house, said to you, What are you doing? Say to them, So says Adonai Yahweh. This burden is to the prince in Jerusalem, and to all the house of Israel who are among them. Say, I am your wonder. As I have done, so it shall be done to them. They shall go into exile, into captivity. And the prince who is among them shall carry on his shoulder in the dark and go forth through the wall. They shall dig to bring out by it. He shall cover his face so that he does not look with the eye on the earth. And I will spread my net on him, and he shall be taken in my snare. And I will bring him to Babylon, the land of the Chaldeans. Yet he will not see it, and he shall die there. And all who are around him, his help and all his bands, I will scatter to every wind, and I will draw out a sword after them. And they shall know that I am Yahweh when I shall scatter them among the nations and disperse them throughout the earth. But of them I will leave a number of men from the sword, from the famine, and from the plague, so that they may declare all their abominations among the nations, there where they go. And they shall know that I am Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, eat your bread with quaking, and drink your water with trembling and with anxiety. And say to the people of the land, So says Adonai Yahweh to those living in Jerusalem, to the land of Israel. They shall eat their bread with anxiety and drink their water with horror, so that her land may be desolated of her fullness, because of the violence of all those who live in her. And the cities that have people shall be laid waste, and the land shall be desolate. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, what is this proverb to you on the land of Israel, saying, The days are long, and every vision shall perish? Therefore, tell them, So says Adonai Yahweh. I will make this proverb cease, and they shall not use it again in Israel. However, say to them, The days draw near, and the matter of every vision. For there shall not again be every vain vision, nor smooth divination, within the house of Israel. For I, Yahweh, will speak. The word which I shall speak shall be done, it shall not be drawn out again. For in your days, O house of rebellion, I will say, the word, and will do it, declares Adonai Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, behold, the house of Israel is saying, The vision that he is seeing is for many days, and he prophesies for times far off. So say to them, So says Adonai Yahweh. Not any of my words will be drawn out any longer. What I have spoken, that word shall be done, declares Adonai Yahweh. Chapter 13. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who prophesy. and say to those who prophesy out of their own heart, hear the word of Yahweh. So says Adonai Yahweh, woe to the foolish prophets who walk after their own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, your prophets are like foxes in the deserts. You have not gone up into the brakes, nor built a wall around the house of Israel, that it might stand in the battle, in the day of Yahweh. They have seen vanity and lying divination, saying, Yahweh declares. And Yahweh has not sent them, but they hope to confirm their word. Did you not see a vain vision and speak a lying divination? Yet you say, Yahweh declares, though I have not spoken. So Adonai Yahweh says this. Because you have spoken vanity and have seen a lie, therefore, behold, I am against you, declares Adonai Yahweh. And my hand shall be against the prophets who see vanity, and who divine a lie. They shall not be in the council of my people, and they shall not be written in the register of the house of Israel, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am Adonai Yahweh. Because, even because they made my people go astray, saying, peace. And there was no peace. And he builds a wall, and, behold, others smeared it with lime. Say to those plastering with lime, yea, it will fall. There will be a flooding rain, and you, O hailstones, shall fall, and a tempestuous wind shall break. And, behold, when the wall has fallen, it shall not be said to you, where is the plaster with which you have smeared? So Adonai Yahweh says this. I will even break in my fury with a hurricane-type wind. And there shall be a flooding rain in my anger, and hailstones in fury, to consume it. And I will break down the wall that you have plastered with lime and bring it down to the ground, yea, I will bear its base. And it shall fall, and you will be consumed in its midst. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. And I will complete my wrath in the wall, and in those who plastered it with lime. And I will say to you, the wall is not, and, those who plastered are not. The prophets of Israel who are prophesying concerning Jerusalem, and who see visions of peace for her, even there is no peace, declares Adonai Yahweh. And you, son of man, set your face against the daughters of your people who prophesy out of their heart, and prophesy against them. And say, so says Adonai Yahweh. Woe to those sewing amulets to all joints of my hands, and make long veils for the head of every man of stature, to hunt souls. Will you hunt the souls of my people, and will you save alive the souls for yourselves? And will you profane me among my people for handfuls of barley, and four bits of bread, to cause to die the souls that should not die, and to save alive the souls that should not live, by your lying to my people who listen to lies? So Adonai Yahweh says this. Behold, I am against your amulets with which you are hunting the souls there, to make them fly. And I will tear them from your arms, and will send out the souls, souls which you are hunting, to make them fly. Also I will tear your long veils and deliver my people out of your hand. And they shall not again be in your hand to be hunted. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. Because you have saddened the heart of the righteous with lies, and I have not pained him, and you have made the hands of the wicked strong, so that he should not turn from his evil way, to keep him alive. So you shall not see vanity, and you shall not divine any divination. And I will deliver my people out of your hand. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. Chapter 14. Then came the men of the elders of Israel and sat before me. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, these men have caused their idols to go up in their hearts, and have put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their faces. Should I at all be sought by them? Therefore, speak to them and say to them, so says Adonai Yahweh. Every man of the house of Israel who causes idols to go up in his heart, and who puts the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and comes to the prophet, I, Yahweh, will answer him in it by the host of his idols. So that I may capture the house of Israel in their own heart, who are turned aside from me by their idols, all of them. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, so says Adonai Yahweh. Turn, and be turned from your idols, and from all your abominations turn away your faces. For every man of the house of Israel, or of the foreigner who resides in Israel, who is separated from after me and causes his idols to go up in his heart, and puts the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and comes to the prophet to inquire of him concerning me, I, Yahweh, will answer him myself. and I will set my face against that man, and I will make him desolate for a sign and for proverbs. And I will cut him off from the midst of my people. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. And the prophet, if he is deceived, and he speaks a word, I, Yahweh, have deceived that prophet. And I will stretch out my hand on him and will destroy him from the midst of my people Israel. And they shall bear their iniquity. As the iniquity of the inquirer, so the iniquity of the prophet shall be. So that the house of Israel may not stray any more from after me, and not be defiled again with all their transgressions, but they are to me for a people, and I will be to them for Elohim, declares Adonai Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, when a land sins against me, by traitorous betraying, then I will stretch out my hand on it, and I will shatter the staff of bread to it, and I will send famine on it. And I will cut off from it man and beast. And though these three men were in its midst, Noah, Daniel, and Job, by their righteousness they should deliver only their souls, declares Adonai Yahweh. If I make evil beasts go through the land, and they bereave it, and it is desolate, so that no one would go through because of the beasts, though these three men were in its midst, as I live, declares Adonai Yahweh, they would deliver neither sons nor daughters, they would only deliver themselves, but the land would be desolate. Or if I bring a sword on that land and say, Let a sword go through the land, and I will cut off man and beast from it. Even though these three men were in its midst, as I live, declares Adonai Yahweh, they should not deliver sons or daughters, but they only would deliver themselves. Or if I send a plague into the land and pour out my fury on it in blood, to cut off from it man and beast. Though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in its midst, as I live, declares Adonai Yahweh, they would deliver neither son nor daughter, they by their righteousness would deliver only their souls. For so says Adonai Yahweh, how much more when the four of my evil judgments, sword, and famine, and evil beast, and plague I send on Jerusalem, to cut off from it man and beast. Yet, behold, there shall be left in it escaping ones that shall be brought out, sons and daughters. Behold, they shall come to you, and you shall see their way and their doings. And you will be comforted for the evil which I have brought against Jerusalem, for all which I have brought upon it. And they will comfort you when you see their way and their doings. And you will know that not in vain I have done all that I did in it, declares Adonai Yahweh. Chapter 15. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, how is the vine tree more than any other tree, or than a branch that is among the trees of the forest? Shall wood be taken from it to do work? Or will men take from it for a peg to hang every vessel on it? Behold, it is put in the fire for fuel. The fire devours both its ends, and its middle is charred. Will it prosper for work? Behold, when it was whole it was not made for work. How much less when the fire has devoured it, and it is charred? Shall it yet be made to work? Therefore, so says Adonai Yahweh. As the vine tree among the trees of the forest, it which I have given to the fire for fuel, so I will give those living in Jerusalem. And I will set my face against them. They shall go out from the fire, and the fire shall devour them. And you shall know that I am Yahweh when I set my face against them. And I will give the land to be desolate because they have done treachery, declares Adonai Yahweh. Chapter 16. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations. And say, So says Adonai Yahweh to Jerusalem. Your origin and your birth is of the land of Canaan. Your father was an Amorite and your mother a Hittite. As for your birth, in the day you were born, your navel was not cut, and you were not washed with water to cleanse you. And you were not salted, and you were not at all swaddled. And I did not have pity on you to do to you one of these, to have compassion on you. But you were thrown into the face of the field, for your person was loathed in the day you were born. And when I passed by you and saw you squirming in your blood, I said to you in your blood, Live. Yea, I said to you in your blood, Live. As a myriad, as a field shoot, I have made you, and you are grown and are great. And you come in the finest ornaments. Your breasts are formed, and your hair is grown, yet you were naked and bare. And I passed by you, and I looked on you, and, behold, your time was the time of love. And I spread my skirt over you and covered your nakedness. And I swore to you and entered into a covenant with you, declares Adonai Yahweh. And you became mine. And I washed you with water, I washed away your blood from you, and I anointed you with oil. And I dressed you with embroidered work, and gave you Tachash sandals to wear. And I wrapped you in fine linen, and I covered you with silk. And I adorned you with ornaments, and I put bracelets on your hands and a chain on your neck. And I gave a jewel for yourself and rings for your ears and a crown of beauty on your head. And you were adorned with gold and silver. And your clothing was fine linen and silk and embroidered work. Fine flour and honey and oil you ate. And you were very, very beautiful. And you advanced to regal estate. And your name went out among the nations, because of your beauty, for it was perfect by my splendor which I had set on you, declares Adonai Yahweh. But you trusted in your beauty, and you played the harlot because of your name, and poured out your fornications on all who passed by, it was to him. And you took from your clothes and made for you high places of various colors, and fornicated on them, such as had not come, nor shall be. And you have taken beautiful things of my gold and of my silver, which I had given to you, and you made images of males, and fornicated with them. And you took your embroidered clothes and covered them. And my oil and my incense you have given to their face. Also my food which I gave you, fine flour and oil and honey which I fed you, you have given it to their face for a soothing aroma. And it happened, declares Adonai Yahweh. And you have taken your sons and your daughters whom you have borne to me, and you sacrificed these to them for food. Are your fornications small? You have slaughtered my sons, and you gave them to cause these to pass through the fire for them. And in all your abominations and your fornications you have not remembered the days of your youth, when you were naked and bare, when you were squirming in your blood. Woe, woe to you, says Adonai Yahweh. For it happened, after all your evil. Woe to you that you have also built yourself a mound, and you have made yourself a high place in every open place. At the head of every highway you have built your high place, and have made your beauty despised. And you have parted your feet to all who passed by, and have multiplied your fornications. You have whored with the sons of Egypt, your neighbors, great of flesh. And you have multiplied your fornications to provoke me to anger. And behold, I have stretched out my hand over you, and I drew back your portion. And I gave you to the will of those hating you, the daughters of the Philistines, who are ashamed of your wicked way. You have fornicated with the sons of Assyria without being satisfied. Yea, you fornicated and yet you were not satisfied. And you have multiplied your fornication in the land of Canaan, to the Chaldean, and yet you were not satisfied with this. How weak is your heart, declares Adonai Yahweh, since you do all these, the work of a woman, an overbearing prostitute. In that you built your mound in the head of every highway, and you make your high place in every open place, yet you have not been as a prostitute, even scorning wages. Like the adulterous wife, instead of her husband, she takes strangers. They give a gift to all harlots, but you give your gifts to all your lovers and bribe them to come to you from all around for your fornication. And in you was the opposite from those women in your fornications, since no one whores after you, and in your giving wages, and hire is not given to you. In this you are opposite. Therefore, O harlot, hear the word of Yahweh. So says Adonai Yahweh. Because your lewdness was poured out, and your nakedness was bared in your fornications with your lovers and with the idols of your abominations, and by the blood of your sons whom you gave to them. Therefore, behold, I will gather all your lovers with whom you have been pleased, even all whom you have loved, with all whom you have hated, I will even gather them against you from all around, and will uncover your nakedness to them. Yea, they will see all your nakedness. And I will judge you with judgments of adulteresses, and with shedders of blood. And I will give you blood of fury and jealousy. And I will give you into their hand, and they will tear down your mound, and will demolish your high places. They shall also strip you of your clothes and shall take your beautiful things, and leave you naked and bare. And they will raise an assembly to come up against you, and they shall stone you with stones, and cut you with their swords. And they shall burn your houses with fire and make judgments against you in the sight of many women. And I will make you stop fornicating, and, also, you shall not give hire again. So I will make my fury to rest against you, and my jealousy shall depart from you. And I will be quiet and will not be angry any more. because you have not remembered the days of your youth, but have troubled me in all these, so, behold, I also will give your way back on your head, declares Adonai Yahweh. And you shall not commit the wickedness above all your abominations. Behold, all who use proverbs shall use this proverb against you, saying, as the mother, so is the daughter. You are your mother's daughter who despises her husband and her sons. And you are the sister of your sisters who despise their husbands and their sons. Your mother was a Hittite and your father was an Amorite. And your older sister is Samaria, she and her daughters who are dwelling on your left. And your younger sister from you who dwells on the right is Sodom and her daughters. Yet you have not walked in their ways nor have done according to their abominations. As if it were only a little thing, you were even more corrupted than they in all your ways. As I live, declares Adonai Yahweh, your sister Sodom, she and her daughters, have not done as you and your daughters have done. Behold, this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and her daughters. Also, she did not strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. Also, they were haughty and did abomination before my face, so I turned them away as I saw fit. And Samaria has not sinned as much as half your sins, but you have multiplied your abominations more than they, and have justified your sisters in all your abominations which you have done. And you who have judged your sisters must bear your humiliation by your sins which you abominably did more than they are more righteous than you. And also you be ashamed and bear your shame, in that you have justified your sisters. When I shall return their captivity, the captivity of Sodom and her daughters, and the captivity of Samaria and her daughters, then also the captivity of your captivity in their midst. So that you may bear your shame and be disgraced from all that you have done, since you are a comfort to them. When your sisters, Sodom and her daughters, shall return to their former state, and Samaria and her daughters shall return to their former state, then you and your daughters shall return to your former state. For your sister Sodom was not to be heard from your mouth in the day of your pride. Before your evil was uncovered, as at the time of the reproach of Syria's daughters and all the ones around her, the daughters of the Philistines who hated you from all around. You are bearing your wickedness and your abominations, declares Yahweh. For so says Adonai Yahweh. I will even do with you as you have done, who have despised the oath in breaking the covenant. But I will remember my covenant with you in the days of your youth, and I will raise up to you an everlasting covenant. Then you shall remember your ways and be ashamed, when you shall receive your sisters, the older than you to the younger than you, and I will give them to you for daughters, but not by your covenant. And I, even I, will raise up my covenant with you. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. So that you may remember and be ashamed. And you will not any more open your mouth, because of your humiliation, when I am propitiated for you for all that you have done, declares Adonai Yahweh. Chapter 17. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, put forth a riddle and speak a parable to the house of Israel. And say, so says Adonai Yahweh. A great eagle came to Lebanon, one with great wings, long of pinion, full of feathers, having different colors to him. And he took the top of the cedar. He plucked off the first of its young twigs and brought it into a land of traders. He set it in a city of merchants. He also took of the seed of the land and planted it in a field of seed. He took it by great waters, he set it as a willow. And it sprouted and became a spreading low vine, and it turned its branches to face toward him, and its roots were under him. So it became a vine and made branches, and sent out boughs. Also there was another great eagle with great wings and many feathers. And, behold, this vine bent its roots toward him, and sent out its branches to him, to water it, away from the beds of its planting. It was planted in a good field by great waters to make branches and to bear fruit, to be a splendid vine. Say, so says Adonai Yahweh. Shall it prosper? Shall he not pull up its roots and cut off its fruit and wither it? All the leaves of its sprouting shall wither, and not with great arm, nor by many people shall any raise it by its roots. And behold, being planted, shall it prosper? Shall it not utterly wither when the east wind touches it? It shall wither in the beds where it sprouted. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Say now to the rebellious house, do you not know what these mean? But speak, behold, the king of Babylon has come to Jerusalem, and has taken its king and its rulers, and has brought them to himself at Babylon. And he took of the royal seed, and he has cut with him a covenant and has made him enter into an oath. And he took the mighty of the land, that the kingdom might be low, that it might not lift itself up to keep its covenant, that it might stand. But he rebelled against him in sending his messengers to Egypt, to give horses and many people to him. Shall he prosper? Shall he who does these things escape? Or shall he break the covenant and be delivered? As I live, declares Adonai Yahweh, surely, in the place of the king who made him king, whose oath he despised and whose covenant he broke, there he shall die with him in the midst of Babylon. And Pharaoh shall not work for him with great army or great company in the war by pouring out mounds and building siege walls to cut off many souls. And he has despised the oath by breaking the covenant. And, behold, he had given his hand, and he has done all these things, he shall not escape. So Adonai Yahweh says this. As I live, surely my oath that he has despised, and my covenant that he has broken, I will even give it on his head. And I will spread my net over him, and he shall be taken in my snare. And I will bring him to Babylon. And I will judge him there with his treason which he has betrayed against me. And all his fugitives shall fall by the sword, with all his bands. And those who remain shall be scattered to every wind. And you shall know that I, Yahweh, have spoken. So says Adonai Yahweh. I will also take, even I, of the top of the highest cedar and I will set it. I will crop off a tender one from the first of its young twigs, and I will plant it on a high and lofty mountain. I will plant it in a high mountain of Israel. And it will bear boughs and produce fruit and will become a majestic cedar. And every bird of every wing shall dwell under it, they shall dwell in the shadow of its branches. And all the trees of the field shall know that I, Yahweh, have brought down the high tree, and have exalted the low tree, and have dried up the green tree, and have made the dry tree flourish. I, Yahweh, have spoken and acted. Chapter 18. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, What is it to you that you use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, The fathers have eaten sour grapes and the teeth of the sons are dull? As I live, states Adonai Yahweh, there is not any longer occasion to you to use this proverb in Israel. Behold, they are all my souls. As the soul of the father, also the soul of the son, they are mine. The soul that sins, it shall die. But a man that is righteous and does what is just and right, who has not eaten on the mountains, and his eyes have not lifted up to the idols of the house of Israel, and has not defiled his neighbor's wife, and has not come near to a menstruating woman, and has not oppressed a man, he returns his pledge to the debtor and has not robbed by robbery, has given his bread to the hungry, and he has covered the naked with clothing. He has not given on interest, and he has not taken increase, he has turned his hand from injustice, having done true justice between man and man. He has walked in my statutes and has kept my judgments to deal truly, he is righteous. Surely, he shall live, declares Adonai Yahweh. And if he fathers a violent son, who sheds blood and does to a brother any of these, even if he does not do any of these himself, that also the son he has eaten on the mountains, and has defiled his neighbor's wife. He has oppressed the poor and needy, he has robbed violently, he has not returned the pledge, and has lifted up his eyes to the idols, he has committed abomination. He has given on interest and has taken increase, shall he also live? He shall not live. He has done all these abominations, surely, he shall die, his blood shall be on him. Now, behold, if he fathers a son who sees all his father's sins which he has done, and sees, and does not do like them, he has not eaten on the mountains, and has not lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, he has not defiled his neighbor's wife, and has not oppressed a man, has not withheld the pledge, and he has not robbed violently, he has given his bread to the hungry, and he has covered the naked with clothing, has turned back his hand off the poor, and has not received interest and increase. He has done my judgments, has walked in my statutes. He shall not die for the iniquity of his father. Surely, he shall live. His father, because he did cruelly oppress, he has robbed his brother violently, and did what is not good among his people, behold, even he shall die in his iniquity. Yet you say, Why? does not the Son bear the iniquity of the Father? When the Son has done justice and righteousness, he has kept all my statutes and has done them, surely, he shall live. The soul that sins, it shall die. A son shall not bear the iniquity of the Father. And a father shall not bear the iniquity of the Son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be on him. But the wicked, if he will turn from all his sins which he has done, and keep all my statutes, and do justice and righteousness, living he shall live, he shall not die. All his transgressions that he has done, they shall not be mentioned to him in his righteousness which he has done, he shall live. Do I take pleasure and delight in the death of the wicked? Declares Adonai Yahweh. Is it not that he should turn from his ways and live? But when the righteous turns from his righteousness and does injustice, according to all the abominations that the wicked do, he also does, shall he live? All his righteousness that he has done shall not be remembered in his treason that he has betrayed, and in his sin that he has sinned, in them he shall die. Yet you say, the way of Yahweh, is not fair. Hear now, O house of Israel. Is my way not fair? Are your ways not unfair? When a righteous one turns from his righteousness and does injustice and dies in them, he shall die for his injustice which he has done. And when the wicked turns from his wickedness that he has done and does justice and righteousness, he shall keep his soul alive. Because he sees and turns from all his transgressions that he has done, surely, he shall live, he shall not die. But the house of Israel says, the way of Yahweh, is not fair. Are my ways not fair, O house of Israel? Is it not your ways that are not fair? I will judge you, each man by his ways, O house of Israel, declares Adonai Yahweh. Turn and be made to turn from all your transgressions, and iniquity shall not be a stumbling block to you. Cast away all your transgressions from you by which you have transgressed in them, and make for yourselves a new heart and a new spirit, for why will you die, O house of Israel? For I do not have delight in the death of him who dies, declares Adonai Yahweh. So turn and live. Chapter 19. And you lift up a lament for the rulers of Israel. And say, what is your mother? A lioness, she lay down among lions, among young lions she multiplied her cubs. And she brought up one of her cubs, he became a young lion and learned to tear the prey, he ate men. And the nations heard of him. He was taken in their pit, and they brought him in chains to the land of Egypt. And when she saw that she had waited, and her hope had been lost, then she took another of her cubs and made him a young lion. And he went about among the lions. He became a young lion and learned to tear the prey, he ate men. And he knew his widows, and he laid their cities waste, and the land and its fullness were desolated from the sound of his roaring. Then the nations set against him on every side from the provinces, and they spread their net over him, he was taken in their pit. And they put him in a cage in chains and brought him to the king of Babylon. They brought him into hunting nets so that his voice should not any longer be heard on the mountains of Israel. Your mother is like a vine in your blood, planted by the waters. She was fruitful and full of branches because of many waters. And there were rods to her, strong for the scepters of rulers, and her stature was exalted among the thick branches. And it was seen in her height, with the multitude of her branches. But she was plucked in fury. She was thrown to the ground, and the east wind dried up her fruit. Her strong rods were torn away and withered, the fire burned her. And now she is planted in the wilderness, in a dry and thirsty ground. And fire has gone out from a rod of her branches, it consumed her fruit, and there is not a strong rod in her to be a scepter to rule. It is a lament, and has become a lament. Chapter 20. And it was in the seventh year, in the fifth month, the tenth of the month, men came from the elders of Israel to inquire of Yahweh, and sat before me. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, speak to the elders of Israel and say to them, So says Adonai Yahweh. Have you come to inquire of me? As I live, declares Adonai Yahweh, I will not be inquired of by you. Will you judge them, will you judge, son of man? Cause them to know the abominations of their fathers. And say to them, So says Adonai Yahweh. In the day I chose Israel and lifted my hand to the seed of the house of Jacob, and I was made known to them in the land of Egypt. When I lifted up my hand to them, saying, I am Yahweh your Elohim. In that day I lifted up my hand to them to bring them out from the land of Egypt into a land flowing with milk and honey that I had searched out for them, the glory of it is to all lands. Then I said to them, Let each man cast away the filthy idols of his eyes, and do not defile yourselves with the idols of Egypt, I am Yahweh your Elohim. But they rebelled against me and would not listen to me. They did not each man throw away the filthy idols of their eyes, and they did not forsake the idols of Egypt. Then I said, I will pour out my fury against them, to complete my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt. But I worked for my name's sake, that it should not be profaned in the eyes of the nations among whom they were, for I made myself known to them in their eyes, by bringing them out of the land of Egypt. I caused them to go out from the land of Egypt, and brought them into the wilderness. And I gave them my statutes, and I made them know my judgments, which if a man does them, he will even live by them. And I also gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Yahweh who sets them apart. But the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They did not walk in my statutes, and they despised my judgments, which if a man does them he will even live by them. And they greatly profaned my Sabbaths. Then I said, I will pour out my fury on them in the wilderness, to consume them. But I worked for my name's sake, that it should not be profaned in the eyes of the nations, before whom I brought them out, in their eyes. And I also lifted up my hand to them in the wilderness, that I would not bring them into the land flowing with milk and honey which I had given. It is the glory to all the lands. Because they despised my judgments, and they did not walk in my statutes, and they profaned my Sabbaths, for their heart went after their idols. And my eye spared them, from destroying them, and I did not make an end of them in the wilderness. But I said to their sons in the wilderness, Do not walk in the statutes of your fathers and do not keep their judgments, and do not defile yourselves with their idols. I am Yahweh your Elohim, walk in my statutes, and keep my judgments, and do them. And guard my Sabbaths to keep them holy, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Yahweh your Elohim. But the sons rebelled against me. They did not walk in my statutes, and they did not keep my judgments, to do them, which if a man does them, he shall live by them. They profaned my Sabbaths. Then I said I would pour out my fury on them, to fulfill my anger against them in the wilderness. But I withdrew my hand and acted for my name's sake, that it should not be profaned in the eyes of the nations, from whom I brought them out in their eyes. And I lifted up my hand to them in the wilderness, to scatter them among the nations and sow them among the lands. Because they had not done my judgments and had despised my statutes and had profaned my Sabbaths. And their eyes were after their father's idols. Therefore I also gave them statutes that were not good, and judgments by which they could not live. And I defiled them by their own gifts, by making all that open the womb to cross the fire, so that I might waste them, to the end that they might know that I am Yahweh. So speak to the house of Israel, son of man, and say to them, So says Adonai Yahweh. Yet in this your fathers have blasphemed me, by covering up their trespass against me. When I had brought them into the land for which I lifted up my hand, to give it to them, then they saw every high hill and every leafy tree, and they offered their sacrifices there. And they have their provoking offering there. They also made their soothing aroma there and poured out their drink offerings there. Then I said to them, What is the high place to which you go there? And its name is called Bama to this day. For this reason, say to the house of Israel, So says Adonai Yahweh. Are you being defiled in the way of your fathers? And do you go whoring after their filthy idols? For when you lift up your gifts, when you pass your sons through the fire, you defile yourselves with all your idols, even to this day. And I will not be inquired of by you, O house of Israel. As I live, declares Adonai Yahweh, I will not be inquired of by you. And what comes up on your spirit shall surely not occur, that you say, We will be like the nations, like the families of the lands, to serve wood and stone. As I live, says Adonai Yahweh, surely with a mighty hand, and with an outstretched arm, and with fury poured out, I will reign over you. And I will bring you out from the peoples and gather you from the lands in which you are scattered among them with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm, and with fury poured out. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the peoples, and I will be judging with you there face to face. Just as I was judging your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so I will be judging you, declares Adonai Yahweh. And I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. And I will purge from among you the rebels and the transgressors against me. I will bring them out of the land where they reside, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. And you, O house of Israel, so says Adonai Yahweh. Every man go, serve his idols, even hereafter, if you will not listen to me. But you will not still profane my holy name with your gifts and with your idols. For in my holy mountain in the mountain height of Israel, declares Adonai Yahweh, all the house of Israel shall serve me there, all of them in the land. There I will accept them, and there I will seek your heave offerings and the first fruits of your offerings, with all your holy things. I will accept you with a soothing aroma when I bring you from the peoples and gather you from the lands where you have been scattered in them. And I will be sanctified among you in the eyes of the nations. And you shall know that I am Yahweh when I bring you into the land of Israel, to the land for which I lifted up my hand to give it to your fathers. And you shall remember there your ways and all your evils by which you have been defiled in them. And you will hate yourselves to your faces for all your evils which you have done. And you shall know that I am Yahweh when I have worked with you for my name's sake, and not by your evil ways, nor by your evil doings, O house of Israel, declares Adonai Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, set your face the way of the south, and drop a word toward the Negev, and prophesy against the forest of the field of the Negev. And say to the forest of the Negev, Hear the word of Yahweh. So says Adonai Yahweh. Behold, I will kindle a fire in you, and it will eat up every moist tree and every dry tree among you. The glowing of the flame shall not be put out, and by it shall be scorched all the faces from the Negev to the north. And all flesh shall see that I, Yahweh, have kindled it, it shall not be put out. Then I said, Ah, Adonai Yahweh! They are saying of me, Does he not speak in parables? Chapter 21. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Jerusalem and drop a word toward the holy places, and prophesy against the land of Israel. And say to the land of Israel, So says Yahweh. Behold, I am against you and my sword goes out from its sheath, and I will cut off from you the righteous and the wicked. Because I will cut off the righteous and the wicked from you, therefore, my sword shall go out from its sheath against all flesh, from the Negev to the north. And all flesh shall know that I, Yahweh, have brought out my sword from its sheath, it shall not return any more. And you, son of man, groan with the breaking of your loins, and groan with bitterness before their eyes. And it will be, when they say to you, For what do you groan? Then you shall say, Because of the news that is coming. And every heart will melt, and all hands will become feeble. And every spirit will faint and all knees will go down as water. Behold, it comes, and it shall be, declares Adonai Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy and say, So says Adonai. Say, A sword. A sword is sharpened and also is polished. It is sharpened in order to slaughter a slaughter. It is polished so that there may be a flash to it. Or shall we rejoice? You are despising the rod of my son, as if it were every tree. And he has given it to be polished, to be taken by the hand. The sword, it is sharpened, and it is polished, to give it into the hand of the slayer. Cry out and howl, son of man. For it shall be on my people. It shall be on all the rulers of Israel, they are thrown to the sword with my people, so slap your thigh. Because it is a test. And what if even the despising rod shall not be? Declares Adonai Yahweh. And you, son of man, prophesy and strike hand to hand. And let the sword be doubled the third time, the sword of the slain. It is the sword of the slain, the great one that surrounds them. So that their heart may melt and many stumble at all their gates. I have given the slaughter by the sword. Ah! It is made like lightning, it is wrapped for a slaughter. Sharpen yourself on the right. Set yourself on the left, wherever your face is appointed. And also I will strike my hand to my hand, and I will cause my fury to rest. I, Yahweh, have spoken. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, And you, son of man, set for yourself two ways, that the sword of the king of Babylon may come. Both of them shall come out from one land. And create a hand at the head of the way to the city, create it. You shall set a way that the sword may enter into Rabbah of the sons of Ammon, and into Judah, into fortified Jerusalem. For the king of Babylon shall stand at the mother of the way, at the head of the two ways to practice divination. He shall shake arrows, he shall ask household idols, he shall look at the liver. At his right shall be the divining for Jerusalem, to set battering rams, to open the mouth in the slaughter, to lift up the voice with shouting, to set battering rams against the gates, to pour out a mound, and to build a siege wall. And it shall be to them an empty divining before their eyes, those who have sworn oaths to them. But he will remember iniquity, that they may be taken. So Adonai Yahweh says this. Because you made remembrance of your iniquity, in that your transgressions are uncovered, so that your sins are seen in all your doings, because you have been remembered, you shall be taken with the hand. And you, O slain, wicked prince of Israel, of whom has come his day in the time of iniquity of the end. So says Adonai Yahweh. Remove the turban and lift off the crown. This shall not be as this was. Lift up the low one, and make the high one low. Ruin, ruin, ruin. I will appoint it. Also this shall not be until the coming of him to whom is the right, and I will give it. And you, son of man, prophesy and say, so says Adonai Yahweh concerning the sons of Ammon, and as to their reproach, even say, the sword is loosened. It is polished for slaughter to make an end, so that it may be like lightning. While they see vain visions for you, while they divine a lie to you, to put you on the necks of the slain, of the wicked, of whom their day has come, in the time of iniquity it shall have an end. Return it to its sheath. In the place where you were created, in the land of your origin, I will judge you. And I will pour out on you my disgust, with the fire of my wrath I will blow against you and give you into the hand of burning men, skilled in destruction. You shall be to the fire for food. Your blood shall be in the midst of the land. You shall not be remembered. For I, Yahweh, have spoken. Chapter 22. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, And you, son of man, will you judge the bloody city? Then cause her to know all her abominations. Then you shall say, so says Adonai Yahweh. The city sheds blood in her midst, that her time may come. And she makes idols against herself, to defile herself. By your blood which you have shed, you are guilty, and by your idols which you have made, you are defiled. And your days are brought near, and you have come to your years. On account of this, I have made you a reproach to the nations, and a mocking to all the lands. Those who are near and those far from you shall mock against you, O defiled of name, abounding in tumult. Behold, the rulers of Israel, each man by his might, have been in you in order to pour out blood. In you they have despised father and mother. In your midst they have dealt with the alien by oppression. In you they oppressed the widow and the orphan. You have despised my holy things and have profaned my Sabbaths. In you are men of slander in order to shed blood, and in you they eat on the mountains. In your midst they do unchaste acts. In you he has uncovered the nakedness of the father, in you they humbled the defiled by her impurity. And a man has done abomination with his neighbor's wife, and a man has defiled his daughter-in-law in unchaste acts. And in you a man has humbled his sister, his father's daughter. In you they have taken bribes in order to pour out blood. You have taken interest and increase, and you have gained by extortion of your neighbor. And you have forgotten me, declares Adonai Yahweh. And behold, I have struck my hand against your unjust gain which you have made, and at your blood which has been in your midst. Can your heart stand, or can your hands be strong, in the days that I shall work with you? I, Yahweh, have spoken, and I will work. And I will scatter you among the nations and sow you in the lands. And I will destroy your uncleanness out of you. And you will be profaned in you in the eyes of the nations. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, the house of Israel has become dross to me. All of them are copper and tin, and iron and lead, in the middle of the furnace, they are the dross of silver. So Adonai Yahweh says this. because all of you have become for dross, therefore, behold, I will gather you into the midst of Jerusalem. As they gather silver, and copper, and iron, and lead, and tin, into the middle of the furnace, to blow the fire on it to melt it, so I will gather you in my anger and in my fury. And I will leave you there and melt you. And I will collect you and blow on you in the fire of my wrath, and you shall be melted in its midst. As silver is melted in the midst of the furnace, so you shall be melted in its midst. And you shall know that I, Yahweh, have poured out my fury on you. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, speak to her. You are a land, she is not being cleansed, you are not rained on in the day of disgust. A plot by her prophets is in her midst, like a roaring lion tearing prey. They have devoured souls and they have taken the riches and gems. They multiplied her widows in her midst. Her priests have violated my Torah and have profaned my holy things. They have not divided between the holy and the common, and between the unclean and clean they have not taught. And they have hidden their eyes from the Sabbaths, and I am profaned among them. Her rulers in her midst are like wolves tearing prey, to pour out blood, to destroy souls, in order to gain unjust gain. And her prophets have smeared themselves with lime, a seer of empty visions, and divining lies to them, saying, So says Adonai Yahweh, when Yahweh has not spoken. The people of the land have used oppression and practiced robbery. And they troubled the poor and the needy, and they have oppressed the stranger without justice. And I sought among them a man to wall up a wall and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. So I have poured out on them my disgust. With the fire of my wrath I consumed them. I have given their way on their heads, states Adonai Yahweh. Chapter 23. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, there were two women, daughters of one mother. And they played the harlot in Egypt, in their youth they fornicated. Their breasts were handled, and there their virgin nipples were worked. And their names were Oholah, the oldest, and Oholibah, her sister. And they were mine, and they bore sons and daughters. And their names. Samaria is Oholah, and Jerusalem is Oholibah. And Oholah whored under me. And she lusted on her lovers, to Assyrian neighbors. Clothed with purple, governors and rulers, all of them desirable young men, horsemen riding horses. And she bestowed her harlotries on them, the choice sons of Assyria, with all of them, and with all after whom she lusted. She defiled herself with all their idols. And she did not leave her fornications from Egypt. For they lay with her in her youth, and they worked her virgin nipples and poured their fornications on her. So I have given her into the hand of her lovers, into the hand of the sons of Assyria on whom she lusted. They uncovered her nakedness. They took her sons and her daughters. And they killed her with the sword. And she was notorious among women, and they executed judgments on her. And her sister Oholibah saw. And she was more corrupt in her lustfulness than she, and her fornications were greater than her sister's whoredom. She lusted to the sons of Assyria, neighboring governors and rulers clothed most perfectly, horsemen riding horses, all of them desirable young men. Then I saw that she was defiled, one way was to both of them. And she added to her fornications. And she saw men carved on the wall, images of the Chaldeans engraved with red color. Girded with girdles on their loins, with overflowing turbans on their heads, the appearance of rulers, all of them, like the sons of Babylon in Chaldea, the land of their birth. And she lusted after them, to the sight of her eyes, and sent messengers to them into Chaldea. And the sons of Babylon came to her, to the bed of love. And they defiled her with their fornications. And she was defiled with them, and her soul was alienated from them. And she uncovered her fornications and uncovered her nakedness. Then my soul was alienated from her, just as my soul was alienated from her sister. And she multiplied her fornications to recall the days of her youth, in which she had fornicated in the land of Egypt. And she lusted on their lovers of whom the flesh of donkeys resembles their flesh, and as the issue of horses was their issue. And you longed for the wickedness of your youth, when from Egypt they worked your nipples, for the sake of the breasts of your youth. Therefore, O Oholibah, Adonai Yahweh says this. Behold, I will arouse your lovers against you, from whom your soul is alienated. and I will bring them against you from all around. Babylon's sons and all the Chaldeans, Pekod, and Shoah, and Koah, all the sons of Assyria with them. Desirable young men, governors and rulers, all of them, third heads and called ones, all of them riding horses. And they shall come against you with weapons, chariots, and wheels, and with an assembly of peoples, buckler and shield and helmet shall set against you all around. And I will give before them judgment, and they will judge you by their judgments. And I will give my jealousy against you, and they will deal with you in fury. Your nose and your ears they will take, and the rest of you shall fall by the sword. They will take your sons and your daughters, and the rest of you shall be devoured by the fire. And they will strip you of your clothes, and take the articles of your beauty. And I will cause your wickedness to cease from you, and your fornication from the land of Egypt. And you shall not lift up your eyes to them, and Egypt shall not be remembered by you any more. For so says Adonai Yahweh. Behold, I will give you into the hand of those whom you hate, into the hand of whom your soul was alienated from them. And they shall deal with you in hatred and take all your labor, and shall leave you naked and bare. And the nakedness of your adulteries will be bared, even your lewdness and your fornications. These will be done to you because you have whored after the nations, because you are defiled with their idols. You have walked in the way of your sister, and I will give her cup into your hand. So says Adonai Yahweh. You shall drink your sister's cup deep and wide, you shall be laughed at and mocked, for it holds much. With drunkenness and sorrow you are filled, the cup of horror and ruin, the cup of your sister Samaria. And you shall drink it and drain it. And you shall break its fragments and tear off your breasts. For I have spoken, declares Adonai Yahweh. Therefore Adonai Yahweh says this. Because you have forgotten me and cast me behind your back, so also you bear your wickedness and your adulteries. And Yahweh said to me, Son of man, will you judge Ohola and Oholibah? Then declare to them their abominations. For they committed adultery, and blood is on their hands. Yea, they committed adultery with their idols, and even their sons whom they bore to me, they caused to pass to them to be consumed. Even still they have done this to me. They have defiled my sanctuary in that day, and have profaned my Sabbaths. And when they had slain their sons to their idols, then they came into my sanctuary in that day to profane it. And, lo, this they have done in the midst of my house. Furthermore, they have sent for men to come from a distance, of whom a messenger was sent to them. And behold, they came, for whom you washed, painted your eyes, and were adorned with gems. And you sat on a glorious bed, and a table was arranged before it, and my incense and my oil you set on it. And the sound of a crowd at ease was with her, and drunkards from the wilderness were brought with the men of the host of mankind. And they put bracelets on their hands and crowns of beauty on their heads. Then I said about the one worn in adulteries, will they now fornicate with her, and she with them? And they went in to her. As they go into a woman of harlotry, so they went into Ohola and to Oholibah, the wicked women. And as righteous men, they shall judge them with the judgment of adulteresses, and the judgment of women who shed blood, because they are adulteresses, and blood is in their hands. For so says Adonai Yahweh. Bring up on them an assembly, and give them to terror and plunder. And the assembly shall stone them with stones and cut them down with their swords. They shall slay their sons and their daughters, and they shall burn their houses with fire. So I will cause to cease wickedness out of the land, that all the women may be taught, even not to do according to your wickedness. And they shall put your wickedness on you, and you shall bear the sins of your idols. And you shall know that I am Adonai Yahweh. Chapter 24. And the word of Yahweh was to me in the ninth year, in the tenth month, in the tenth of the month, saying, Son of man, write for yourself the name of the day, this very day. The king of Babylon has leaned toward Jerusalem in this very day. And parable a parable to the house of rebellion, and say to them, So says Adonai Yahweh. Set on the pot. Set it on, and also pour water in it. Gather its pieces into it, every good piece, the thigh and the shoulder. Fill it with choice bones. Take the choice of the flock and also pile the bones under it. Boiling make it boil. Also let them seethe its bones in it. So Adonai Yahweh says this. Woe to the bloody city, to the pot whose rust is in it, and its rust has not gone out of it. Bring it out piece by piece. Let not a lot fall on it. For her blood is in her midst, she set it on a shining rock. She did not pour it on the ground, to cover it with dust. In order to cause fury to come up to take vengeance, I have put her blood on a shining rock, that it should not be covered. So Adonai Yahweh says this. Woe to the bloody city! I also shall make great the pile. And heap on the wood, kindle the fire, consume the flesh, and mix in the spice, and let the bones be burned. Then make it stand on its coals empty, so that it may be hot and its copper may glow, and its defilement be melted in its midst, that its rust may be consumed. She is wearied with toil, and the increase of her rust did not go out, her rust will be in the fire. In your defilement is wickedness. Because I have cleansed you, yet you are not cleansed, you shall not be cleansed from your defilement any more until I have caused my fury to cease on you. I, Yahweh, have spoken, it shall come, and I will do it. I will not let go, and I will not spare, I will not pity. By your ways and by your doings they shall judge you, declares Adonai Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, behold, I am taking from you the desire of your eyes with a stroke. Yet you shall not wail nor weep, and your tears shall not come. Groan, but be silent, do not make a mourning for her who died. Bind your turban on you, and put your sandals on your feet, and do not cover the mustache nor eat the bread of men. And I spoke to the people in the morning. And my wife died in the evening. And I did in the morning as I was commanded. And the people said to me, Will you not tell us what the things you are doing are to us? Then I said to them, The word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Speak to the house of Israel, so says Adonai Yahweh. Behold, I will profane my sanctuary, the pride of your strength, the desire of your eyes, and that which your soul pities. And your sons and your daughters whom you have forsaken shall fall by the sword. And you shall do as I have done. You shall not cover over the mustache, and you shall not eat the bread of men, and your turbans shall be on your heads and your sandals on your feet. You shall not wail nor weep, but you shall rot away in your iniquities, and each man groan to his brother. So Ezekiel is for a sign to you. As all that he has done, you shall do. And when it comes, then you shall know that I am Adonai Yahweh. And you, son of man, will it not be on the day when I take from them their strength, the joy of their beauty, the desire of their eyes, and the lifting up of their soul, their sons and their daughters? He will come in that day, he who escaped to you, to cause you to hear with your ears. In that day your mouth shall be open to the escaped one, and you shall speak and not be dumb any longer. And you shall be to them a sign, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. Chapter 25. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against the sons of Ammon and prophesy against them. And say to the sons of Ammon, Hear the word of Adonai Yahweh. So says Adonai Yahweh. Because you have said, Aha! Against my sanctuary when it was profaned, and against the land of Israel when it was ruined, and against the house of Judah when they went into exile. Therefore, behold, I will give you to the sons of the east for a possession. And they shall set their camp sites among you, and put among you their dwellings. They shall eat your fruit, and they shall drink your milk. And I will give Rabbah for a pasture for camels, and the sons of Ammon for a resting place for flocks. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. For so says Adonai Yahweh. Because you have clapped the hand, and you stamped the foot, and rejoiced with all your spite in your soul against the land of Israel. Therefore, behold, I will stretch out my hand on you and will give you as a prize to the nations. And I will cut you off from the peoples, and I will make you perish from the earth, I will destroy you, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. So says Adonai Yahweh. Because Moab and Seir say, Behold, the house of Judah is like all the nations. So behold, I will open the side of Moab from the cities, from his borders, the glory of the land. Beth Jeshimoth, Baal Meon, and Kiriathaim. To the sons of the east, with the sons of Ammon, even I will give it for a possession so that the sons of Ammon may not be remembered among the nations. And I will execute judgments on Moab. And they shall know that I am Yahweh. So says Adonai Yahweh. Because Edom has acted by taking vengeance against the house of Judah, and they are very guilty and are avenged on them. Therefore, Adonai Yahweh says this. I will stretch my hand on Edom and will cut off from it man and beast, and I will lay it waste. From Taman even to Dedan they shall fall by the sword. And I will put my vengeance on Edom by the hand of my people Israel. And they shall do in Edom as is my anger and as is my fury. And they shall know my vengeance, declares Adonai Yahweh. So says Adonai Yahweh. Because the Philistines have acted in vengeance and have taken vengeance with spite in their soul, to destroy with perpetual hatred. So Adonai Yahweh says this, Behold, I will stretch my hand on the Philistines, and I will cut off the Kerethites and will destroy the rest of the coast of the sea. And I will execute on them great vengeance with rebukes of fury. And when I put my vengeance on them, they will know that I am Yahweh. Chapter 26. And it was in the 11th year, in the first of the month, the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, because Tyre has set against Jerusalem, aha! She is shattered, the doors of the peoples. She has turned to me, I shall be filled, she is laid waste. So Adonai Yahweh says this, Behold, I am against you, O Tyre. And I will cause many nations to go up against you, as the sea causes its waves to go up. And they shall destroy the walls of Tyre and break down her towers. I will also scrape her dust from her and make her like a shining rock. It shall be a spreading place for nets in the middle of the sea. For I have spoken, declares Adonai Yahweh. And she shall be a prize to the nations. And her daughters who are in the field shall be killed by the sword. And they shall know that I am Yahweh. For so says Adonai Yahweh. Behold, I will bring on Tyre from the north, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, a king of kings, with horses and with chariots and with a company of horsemen, even many people. He shall kill your daughters in the field with the sword. And he shall give siege walls against you and pour out a mound against you, and raise a buckler against you. And he will set the blow of his ram against your walls, and he will break down your towers with his axes. From the multitude of his horses their dust shall cover you. From the sound of the horsemen, and the wheels, and the chariots, your walls shall shake when he goes into your gates, as they enter a city that is breached. With the hoofs of the horses, he will trample all your streets. He shall kill your people by the sword, and the pillars of your strength shall go down to the ground. And they shall strip your wealth and plunder your merchandise. And they shall tear down your walls and destroy your desirable houses. And they shall set your stones and your timber and your dust in the midst of the water. And I will make cease the noise of your songs. And the sound of your harps shall not be heard any more. And I will make you like a shining rock. You shall be a spreading place for nets, you shall not be built any more. For I, Yahweh, have spoken, declares Adonai Yahweh. So says Adonai Yahweh to Tyre. Shall not the coast lands shake at the sound of your fall? When the slain groan, in the slaying of the slaughter in your midst? And all the rulers of the sea shall come down from their thrones and lay aside their robes and strip off their embroidered garments. They shall be clothed with trembling. They shall sit on the ground and shall tremble at every moment and be appalled at you. And they shall lift up a lament for you and say to you, How you are perished, who lived by the seas, the city well praised, which was strong in the sea, she and her dwellers, who put their terrors on all living in her. Now the coastlands shall tremble in the day of your fall. Yea, the coastlands by the sea shall be troubled at your going down. For so says Adonai Yahweh. When I shall make you a ruined city, like the cities that do not have ones living in them, when I shall bring up on you the deep and great waters shall cover you. And I will make you go down with those going down into the pit, with the people of old time, and I shall set you in the earth's lowest parts, in places ruined from days of old, with ones who go to the pit, so that you have no one living in you. But I gave glory in the land of the living. I will give you terrors, and you will not be. Though you are sought, yet you shall not be found any more forever, declares Adonai Yahweh. Chapter 27. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, And you, son of man, lift up a lament in Tyre. And say to Tyre, O you who dwell at the entrances of the sea, a merchant of the peoples for many coast lands, so says Adonai Yahweh. O Tyre, you have said, I am perfect of beauty. In the heart of the seas are your borders, your builders have perfected your beauty. They have made for you all your planks of fir trees of Senir. They have taken a cedar from Lebanon to make a mast for you. They have made your oars of the oaks of Bashan. They made your deck with ivory from the coasts of Kittim, daughter of Assyria. Your sail was of fine linen with embroidered work from Egypt, an ensign for you, violet and purple from the coasts, of Elisha was your covering. The residents of Sidon and Arvad were rowers to you. Your wise ones, O Tyre, they were your sailors. The elders of Gebal and her wise ones were with you, making strong your seams. All the ships of the sea and their seamen were with you, to exchange your merchandise. Persia and Lud and Lydia were in your army, men of war to you, they hung the shield and the helmet in you. They gave your splendor. The sons of Arvad and your army were on your walls all around, and warriors were in your towers. They hung their weapons on your walls all around, they have perfected your beauty. Tarshish was your trader from the multitude of your wealth. With silver, iron, tin, and lead, they gave for your wares. Javan, Tubal and Meshech, they were your merchants, they gave the souls of men and vessels of copper for your goods. From the house of Tagarma they gave horses and war horses and mules for your wares. The sons of Dedan were your merchants, many coast lands were the traffic of your hand. Tusks of ivory and ebony they brought as your gift. Syria was your trader from the multitude of your works, with jewels, purple, and embroidered work, and fine linen, and coral, and rubies they gave for your wares. Judah and the land of Israel were your merchants, with wheat from Manith and Pan-Nag, and honey and oil and balm they gave for your goods. Damascus was your trader in the multitude of your works, from the multitude of all your wealth, in the wine of Helbon, and white wool. And Dan and Javan going about gave for your wares, smooth iron, cassia, and cane were among your goods. Dedan was your merchant in loose cloths for riding. Arabia and all the rulers of Kedar, they were traders of your land in lambs and rams and goats, in them was your trade. The merchants of Sheba and Rama were your merchants, with the chief of all the spices, and with every precious stone and gold, they gave for your wares. Haran, and Canae, and Eden, the merchants of Sheba, Assyria, Kilmad were your merchants. They were your merchants in perfect things, in violet cloth and embroidered work, and in carpets of many colors, with tightly bound cords, and cedars among your merchandise. The ships of Tarshish were the travelers of your goods. And you were filled and made very glorious in the heart of the seas. Your rowers made you come into great waters, the east wind has broken you in the heart of the seas. Your wealth and your wares and your goods, your seamen and your sailors making strong your seams, and the traders of your goods, and all your men of war who are in you, and all your assembly in your midst, shall fall into the heart of the seas in the day of your ruin. At the sound of the cry of your sailors the pasture lands will shake. And all who handle the oar shall come down from their ships, the seamen, all the sailors of the sea. They shall stand on the land. And will make heard their voice against you, and will cry bitterly, and will cause dust to go up on their heads, they will wallow in the ashes. And they shall be bald for you and gird with sackcloth, and they shall weep for you with bitterness of soul, a bitter wailing. And in their wailing they shall lift up a lamentation and lament over you, saying, Who is like Tyre, as one silenced in the midst of the sea? When your wares went out from the seas, you satisfied many peoples. With the plenty of your riches and your goods, you enriched the kings of the earth. At this time you are broken from the seas. By the depths of the waters your goods and all your assembly have fallen in your midst. All those living in the coastlands are appalled at you, and their kings are shivering in the tempest, their faces tremble. The traders among the peoples hiss over you, you have become terrors. And until forever you shall not be. Chapter 28. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, say to the ruler of Tyre, So says Adonai Yahweh, because your heart is lifted up, and you have said, I am an El, I sit in the seat of Elohim, in the heart of the seas. Yet you are a man, and not an El, though you give your heart as the heart of Elohim. Behold, you are wiser than Daniel. Every one of the secret things are not hidden to you. With your wisdom and with your understanding you have made riches for yourself, and have worked gold and silver into your treasuries. By your great wisdom, by your trade you have multiplied your riches, and your heart is lifted up because of your riches. So Adonai Yahweh says this. Because you have given your heart as the heart of Elohim. Behold, so I will bring on you awesome strangers of the nations. And they shall draw their swords against the beauty of your wisdom and will profane your splendor. They will cause you to go down to the pit, and you shall die the deaths of the slain in the heart of the seas. Will you still say, I am of the Elohim before him who strikes you? But you are a man, and not El, in the hands of him who kills you. You shall die the deaths of the uncircumcised, by the hand of strangers. For I have spoken, says Adonai Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, lift up a lament over the king of Tyre, and say to him, So says Adonai Yahweh. You seal the measure, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You have been in Eden, the garden of Elohim. Every precious stone was your covering, the ruby, the topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the turquoise, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of your tambourines and of your pipes in you. In the day you were created, they were prepared. You were the cherub that protected with your outstretched wings, and I had put you in the holy mountain of Elohim, where you were. You walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created, until iniquity was found in you. By the multitude of your trade, they filled your midst with violence, and you sinned. So I cast you profane from the mountain of Elohim, and I destroyed you, O covering cherub, from among the stones of fire. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty, you corrupted your wisdom because of your splendor. I have cast you to the earth. I will put you before kings, that they may see you. By the host of your iniquities, by the iniquity of your trade, you have defiled your holy places. So I brought a fire from your midst and it shall devour you, and I will give you for ashes on the earth in the sight of all who see you. All who know you among the peoples shall be appalled at you. You shall be terrors, and you will not be forever. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Sidon and prophesy against her. And say, So says Adonai Yahweh, Behold, I am against you, O Sidon, and I will be glorified in your midst. And they shall know that I am Yahweh when I have done judgments in her and shall be sanctified by her. And I will send a plague into her, and blood into her streets. And the slain will fall in her midst by the sword, on her from all around. And they shall know that I am Yahweh. And there will not be a pricking briar or a painful thorn to the house of Israel any more from all who surround them, those who hate them. And they shall know that I am Adonai Yahweh. So says Adonai Yahweh. When I have gathered the house of Israel from the peoples among whom they are dispersed, and have been sanctified in them in the sight of the nations, then they shall dwell on their land which I have given to my servant Jacob. And they shall dwell in it securely and shall build houses and plant vineyards. Yes, they shall dwell securely, when I have done judgments on all those who hate them round about them. And they shall know that I am Yahweh their Elohim. Chapter 29. In the 10th year, in the 10th month, in the 12th of the month, the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Pharaoh king of Egypt, and prophesy against him and against Egypt, all of it. Speak and say, So says Adonai Yahweh. Behold, I am against you, Pharaoh king of Egypt, the great monster who lies in the midst of his rivers, who has said, My river is mine, and I, even I, have made it. But I will put hooks in your jaws, and I will cause the fish of your rivers to stick to your scales. And I will bring you up from the midst of your rivers, and all the fish of your rivers shall stick to your scales. And I will leave you to the wilderness, you and all the fish of your rivers. You shall fall on the face of the field, you shall not be removed or gathered. I have given you to the beasts of the field and to the birds of the heavens for food. And all those living in Egypt shall know that I am Yahweh, because they have been a staff of reed to the house of Israel. When they took hold of you by your hand, you crushed and tore off all their shoulder. And when they leaned on you, you shattered and made all their loins stand. So Adonai Yahweh says this. Behold, I will bring on you a sword and cut off from you man and beast. And the land of Egypt shall become for a desolation and a waste, and they shall know that I am Yahweh, because he has said, The river is mine, and I have made it. So, Behold, I am against you and against your rivers, and I will give the land of Egypt for an utter waste and a desolation, from Migdol to Syene, even to the border of Ethiopia. The foot of man shall not pass through it, and the foot of beast shall not pass through it, and you shall not dwell 40 years. And I will make the land of Egypt a desolation in the midst of the lands that are desolate, and her cities shall be desolate among the wasted cities 40 years. And I will disperse Egypt among the nations and disperse them among the lands. For so says Adonai Yahweh. At the end of 40 years, I will gather Egypt from the peoples there where they are scattered. And I will return the captivity of Egypt and will make them return to the land of Pathros, to the land of their origin. And they shall be a lowly kingdom there. It shall be the lowest of the kingdoms, and it shall not lift itself any more above the nations. And I will diminish them so that they will not rule over the nations. And it shall not be any more as confidence for the house of Israel, recalling the iniquity of their turning after them. And they shall know that I am Adonai Yahweh. And it happened in the 27th year, in the first month, in the first of the month, the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon made his army to serve a great service against Tyre. Every head was made bald, and every shoulder was rubbed bare. Yet there was no hire to him or to his army from Tyre, for the service that he had served against it. So Adonai Yahweh says this. Behold, I will give to Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon the land of Egypt. And he shall lift up her host and plunder her plunder, and seize her prey. And it shall be hire for his army. For his labor which he served against it, I have given him the land of Egypt, because they worked for me, declares Adonai Yahweh. In that day I will make a horn spring up to the house of Israel, and I will give to you the opening of the mouth in their midst. And they shall know that I am Yahweh. Chapter 30. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy and say, So says Adonai Yahweh. Howl, alas for the day! For the day is near, even the day of Yahweh is near, a day of clouds, it shall be the time of the nations. And the sword shall come on Egypt, and anguish shall be in Ethiopia, when the slain shall fall in Egypt. And they shall take her host, and her foundations shall be raised. Ethiopia, and Lydia, and Lud, and all the mixed people, and Kub, and the sons of the land of the covenant with them, shall fall by the sword. So says Yahweh. Even those leaning on Egypt shall fall, and the pride of her power shall go down. From Migdol to Syene they shall fall with her by the sword, declares Adonai Yahweh. And they will be ruined amidst the lands being wasted. And her cities shall be in the midst of the desolated cities. And they shall know that I am Yahweh when I set a fire in Egypt, and all her helpers shall be crushed. In that day messengers shall go out from before me in ships, to terrify the confident Ethiopia, and anguish shall be on them as on the day of Egypt. For behold, it is coming. So says Adonai Yahweh. I will make the multitude of Egypt cease by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon. He and his people with him, awesome of the nations, shall be brought to ruin the land. And they shall draw their swords against Egypt and fill the lands with the slain. And I will make the rivers dry and sell the land into the hand of evil ones. And I will waste the land and her fullness by the hand of strangers. I, Yahweh, have spoken. So says Adonai Yahweh. I will also destroy the idols, and I will make vanities cease from Noph. And there shall not any longer be a ruler of the land of Egypt. And I will put fear in the land of Egypt. And I will make Pathros desolate, and I will set a fire in Zoan, and I will do judgments in Thebes. And I will pour my fury on Sin, the strength of Egypt. And I will cut off the multitude of Thebes. And I will set a fire in Egypt, Sin agonizing shall agonize, and Thebes shall be broken through, and Noph shall have daily woes. The young men of Avon and Pi-Baseth shall fall by the sword, and they shall go into captivity. At Tophanes, the day has been dark when I shatter there the yokes of Egypt. And the pride of her strength shall cease in her, a cloud shall cover her, and her daughters shall go into captivity. And I will do judgments in Egypt. And they shall know that I am Yahweh. And it happened in the 11th year, in the first month in the 7th of the month, the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, I have shattered the arm of Pharaoh king of Egypt. And behold, it shall not be bound up to give healing, to set a bandage to bind it, to make it strong to handle the sword. So Adonai Yahweh says this. Behold, I am against Pharaoh king of Egypt, and I will shatter his arms, the strong one, and the shattered one. And I will cause the sword to fall out of his hand. And I will scatter Egypt among the nations, and will sow them through the lands. And I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon and put my sword in his hand. But I will shatter the arms of Pharaoh, and he will groan with the groaning of the slain before him. But I will make the arms of the king of Babylon stronger, and the arms of Pharaoh shall fall. And they shall know that I am Yahweh when I put my sword into the king of Babylon's hand. And he will stretch it against the land of Egypt. And I will scatter Egypt among the nations and disperse them among the lands. And they shall know that I am Yahweh. Chapter 31. And it happened in the 11th year, in the 3rd month, on the 1st of the month, the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, speak to Pharaoh king of Egypt and to his host. To whom are you like in your greatness? Behold, Assyria was like a cedar in Lebanon with fair branches and forest shade and exalted in height, and his top was among the thick boughs. The waters made him great and the deep made him high with her rivers, going all around her planting, and she sent out her channels to all the trees of the field. On account of this, his height was lifted up above all the trees of the field, and his boughs were multiplied, and his branches became long in ascending, because of the many waters. All the birds of the heavens nested in his boughs, and under his branches all the beasts of the field gave birth, and in his shadow dwelt all great nations. And he was fair in his greatness, in the length of his branches. For his root was to many waters. The cedars did not overshadow him in the garden of Elohim. The fir trees were not like his boughs, and the plane trees were not like his branches. Every tree in the garden of Elohim was not like him in its beauty. I have made him beautiful by his many branches, and all the trees of Eden that were in the garden of Elohim envied him. So Adonai Yahweh says this. Because you were exalted in height, and he has set his top among the thick boughs, and his heart is lifted up in his height. So I have given him into the mighty hand of the nations. Surely, he shall deal with him, I have expelled him for his evil. And strangers have cut him off, the fearful of the nations, and have left him. His branches have fallen on the mountains and in all the valleys, and his boughs have been broken in all the ravines of the land. And all the people of the land have gone from his shadow and have left him. All the birds of the heavens shall dwell on his ruin, and on his branches shall be all the beasts of the field. In order that all the trees by the waters may not be exalted in their height, and do not give their top among the thick boughs, and do not stand up in their mighty exaltation, all drinking waters. For all of them are given to death to the earth's lowest parts, in the midst of the sons of men, with those going down into the pit. So says Adonai Yahweh. In the day he went down to Sheol, I caused a mourning. I covered the deep over him, and I held back her rivers, and many waters were restrained. And I darkened Lebanon on him, and all the trees of the field wilted away because of him. I made the nations shake at the sound of his fall when I made him go out to Sheol with those going down into the pit. And all the trees of Eden shall be cheered in the earth's lowest parts, the choice and best of Lebanon, all that drink waters. They also went down with him into Sheol, to the slain of the sword, even his arm, who dwelt in his shadow in the midst of the nations. To whom are you like in glory and greatness among Eden's trees? Yet you shall go down with the trees of Eden to the earth's lowest parts. You shall lie amidst the uncircumcised with the slain of the sword. He is Pharaoh and all his host, declares Adonai Yahweh. Chapter 32. And it happened in the 12th year, in the 12th month, on the 1st of the month, the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, lift up a lament over Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and say to him, You were like a young lion of the nations, and you were like the monster in the seas. And you burst forth in your rivers and stirred up the waters with your feet and fouled their rivers. So says Adonai Yahweh. And I will spread out my net over you with an assembly of many peoples, and they will make you go up in my net. Then I will leave you on the land, I will hurl you on the face of the field and will make all the birds of the heavens to dwell on you, and I will fill the beasts of all the earth from you. And I will put your flesh on the mountains and fill the valleys with your heap. And I will water the land with the discharge of your blood, to the mountains, and the ravines shall be full of you. And I will cover the heavens when I quench you, and I will darken their stars. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon shall not give its light. I will darken all the luminaries of light in the heavens over you and will give darkness on your land, declares Adonai Yahweh. I will also vex the heart of many peoples when I bring your breaking among the nations, to the lands which you have not known. And I will make many people appalled at you, and their kings will be horribly afraid at you, when I make my sword fly before their faces. And they shall quake at every moment, each man for his own life, in the day of your fall. For so says Adonai Yahweh. The sword of the king of Babylon shall come on you. By the swords of the mighty I will make your host fall, by the fearful of the nations, all of them. And they shall spoil the pride of Egypt, and all its host shall be destroyed. I will also destroy all her beasts from on the great waters, and the foot of man shall not stir them any longer, and the hoofs of beasts shall not stir them up. Then I will make their waters sink and cause their rivers to go down like oil, says Adonai Yahweh. When I shall make the land of Egypt a ruin, and the land shall be wasted of its fullness when I shall strike all those who dwell in it, then they shall know that I am Yahweh. This is a lamentation, and they shall lament her, the daughters of the nations shall lament her. Over Egypt and over all her multitude, they shall lament her, declares Adonai Yahweh. And it happened in the 12th year, in the 15th of the month, the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, wail over the host of Egypt, and bring it down, her and the daughters of the majestic nations, to the earth's lowest parts, with those going down to the pit. Then whom are you more lovely? Go down and be laid with the uncircumcised. They shall fall in the midst of the slain of the sword. She is given to the sword, they draw her and all her multitudes. The strong of the mighty shall speak to him from the midst of Sheol, they went with his helpers, they, the uncircumcised, lie slain by the sword. There is Assyria and all her assembly. All around him are his graves, all of them are slain, fallen by the sword. Of whom are given her graves in the recesses of the pit, and her assembly is all around her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, because they gave terror in the land of the living. There is Elam and all her multitude around her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, who went down uncircumcised into the earth's lowest parts, who gave their terror in the land of the living. Yet they bore their shame with those going down to the pit. In the midst of the slain they have put a bed for her, with all her multitude. Her graves are all around him, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword. Though their terror was given in the land of the living, yet they have borne their shame with those going down to the pit, he is put among the slain. There is Meshech, Tubal, and all her multitude. All around him are her graves, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword, though they gave their terror in the land of the living. And they shall not lie with the mighty of the uncircumcised who are fallen, who have gone down to Sheol with their weapons of war. And they have put their swords under their heads, but their iniquity shall be on their bones, though the terror of the mighty was in the land of the living. And you shall be broken in the midst of the uncircumcised and shall lie with the slain by the sword. There is Edom, her kings, and all her rulers, who in their might are given to be with the slain of the sword. They shall lie with the uncircumcised, and with those going down to the pit. These are the rulers of the north, all of them, and all the Sidonians, who have gone down with the slain in their terror. They are ashamed of their might. And they lie uncircumcised with those slain by the sword, and bear their shame with those going down to the pit. Pharaoh shall see them and be cheered over all his multitude, those slain by the sword, Pharaoh and all the army, declares Adonai Yahweh. For I had put his terror in the land of the living, but he will be laid among the uncircumcised, with those slain by the sword, Pharaoh and all his multitude, declares Yahweh. Chapter 33. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, speak to the sons of your people and say to them, When I bring the sword on it, on a land, and take one man from the people of the land, their borders, and set him for a watchman to them. And when he sees the sword coming on the land, and he blows the ram's horn and warns the people. And the hearer hearing the sound of the ram's horn, and does not take warning, and the sword comes and takes him, his blood shall be on his own head. He heard the sound of the ram's horn and took no warning, his blood shall be on himself. But he who took warning, he shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the ram's horn, and the people are not warned, and the sword comes and takes a soul from them, he is taken in his iniquity. But I will require his blood from the watchman's hand. And you, son of man, I gave you as a watchman to the house of Israel. And you shall hear the word from my mouth and warn them from me. When I say to the wicked, O wicked one, surely, you shall die. And you do not speak to warn the wicked one from his way, that wicked one shall die in his iniquity, but I will require his blood from your hand. But you, if you warn the wicked from his way, to turn from it, and he does not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. And you, son of man, say to the house of Israel, this you have spoken, saying, surely our transgressions and our sins are on us, and we are rotting in them, even then shall we live? Say to them, as I live, declares Adonai Yahweh, I do not have delight in the death of the wicked, except in the wicked turning from his way, and so to live. Turn. Turn from your evil ways. For why will you die, O house of Israel? And you, son of man, say to the sons of your people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his trespass. And the evil of the evil, in the day he turns from his wickedness, he shall not fall by it. And the righteous shall not be able to live by it in the day he sins. Though I say to the righteous, surely, he shall live, yet he trusts in his own righteousness and commits iniquity, all his righteousness shall not be remembered, but he shall die for his iniquity which he has done. And though I say to the wicked, surely, you shall die, if he turns from his sin and does justice and righteousness. If the wicked returns the pledge, he repays the thing stolen, he walks in the statutes of life, not doing iniquity, surely, he shall live, he shall not die. All his sins which he has sinned shall not be remembered to him, he has done justice and righteousness, living he shall live. Yet the sons of your people say, the way of Yahweh is not fair. But they, even their way is not fair. When the righteous turns from his righteousness and does iniquity, he shall even die by them. But if the wicked turns from his wickedness, and does justice and righteousness, he shall live by them. Yet you say, the way of Adonai is not fair. I shall judge you, each man by his ways, O house of Israel. And it happened in the 12th year, in the 10th month, on the 5th of the month of our exile, a fugitive out of Jerusalem came to me, saying, the city has been stricken. And the hand of Yahweh was on me in the evening before the fugitive came. And he opened my mouth until that one came in the morning. And my mouth was opened, and I was no longer dumb. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, the residents of the ruins are speaking, these in the land of Israel, saying, Abraham was one, and he possessed the land, but we are many, the land is given to us for a possession. So say to them, so says Adonai Yahweh. You eat on the blood, and you lift your eyes up to your idols, and you shed blood. And shall you possess the land? You stand on your sword, and you each do abominations, defiling his neighbor's wife. And shall you possess the land? Say this to them, so says Adonai Yahweh. As I live, surely, those in the ruins shall fall by the sword. And I will give the one who is on the face of the field to the beasts to be eaten, and those in the forts and in the caves shall die by the plague. For I shall make the land desolate and a waste, and the pride of her strength shall cease. And the heights of Israel shall be a waste that none will go through. And they shall know that I am Yahweh, when I have made the land desolate and a waste because of all their abominations which they have done. And you, son of man, the sons of your people are speaking about you beside the walls, and in the doors of the houses. And one speaks to another, each man with his brother, saying, Come now and hear what the word coming from Yahweh is. And they come to you as people come, and they sit before you as my people. And they hear your words, but they do not do them. For they produce much love with their mouth, but their heart goes after their unjust gain. And, behold, you are to them as a singer of love songs with a beautiful voice, and playing well on an instrument. For they hear your words, but they are not doing them. So when it comes, behold, it is coming. Then they will know that a prophet has been in their midst. Chapter 34. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, to the shepherds, so says Adonai Yahweh. Woe to the shepherds of Israel who are feeding themselves! Should not the shepherds feed the flock? You eat the fat and clothe yourselves with the wool, you sacrifice the fat ones, and you do not feed the flock. You have not strengthened the weak, and you have not healed the sick, and you have not bound up the broken. And the banished have not been brought back, and you have not sought the lost, but you rule them with force and with harshness. And they were scattered for lack of a shepherd. And they became food to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep strayed through all the mountains and on every high hill. And my sheep were scattered on all the face of the earth, and none searched, and none sought for them. For this reason, shepherds, hear the word of Yahweh. As I live, declares Adonai Yahweh, surely because my sheep became a prey, and my sheep became food for all the beasts of the field, from not having a shepherd, and because my shepherds did not search for my sheep, but the shepherds fed themselves and did not feed the flock. So, O shepherds, hear the word of Yahweh. So says Adonai Yahweh. Behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my sheep from their hand and cause them to cease from pasturing the flock. And the shepherds shall no longer feed themselves, for I will deliver my sheep from their mouth, and they will not be food to devour. For so says Adonai Yahweh. Behold, I myself will search for my sheep, and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks his flock in the day that he is among his scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep and will deliver them from all the places where they were scattered in a day of cloud, and thick cloud. And I will bring them out from the peoples, and gather them from the lands, and I will bring them to their land and feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines, and in all the dwelling places of the land. I, even I, will feed them in a good pasture, and on the high mountains of Israel their fold shall be. They shall lie there in a good fold, and they shall feed in a fat pasture, all the mountains of Israel. I will feed my sheep, and I will make them lie down, declares Adonai Yahweh. I will seek the lost, and I will return the banished. And I will bind up the broken, and I will make the weak strong. But I will destroy the fat and the strong, I will feed them with judgment. And you, my flock, so says Adonai Yahweh. Behold, I judge between lamb and lamb, between rams and he goats. Is it a small thing to you to have fed on the good pasture, but you must trample the rest of your pastures with your feet? And have you drunk of the clear waters, but the rest you must foul with your feet? And my sheep, what your feet have trampled, they must feed on, and they drink what your feet have fouled. So Adonai Yahweh says this to them. Behold, I, will even judge between the fat lamb and the lean lamb. Because you have thrust with side and with shoulder, and have pushed all the weak with your horns until you have scattered them to the outside. I also will save my flock, and they shall no longer be for a prey. And I will judge between lamb and lamb. And I will raise up over them one shepherd. And he shall feed them. My servant David, he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, Yahweh, will be their Elohim, and my servant David shall be a ruler among them. I, Yahweh, have spoken. And I will cut a covenant of peace with them and make evil beasts cease out of the land. And they shall live in the wilderness securely and sleep in the forests. And I will make them and the places around my hill a blessing. And I will bring down the shower in its season, there shall be showers of blessing. And the tree of the field shall give its fruit, and the earth shall yield its increase. And they shall be securely on their land. And they shall know that I am Yahweh when I have broken the staffs of their yoke, and have rescued them from the hand of those who enslaved them. And they shall not any more be a prey to the nations, and the beast of the land shall not eat them. But they shall live securely, and no one shall terrify them. And I will raise up for them a planting place of name, and they shall not any more be of those gathered by famine in the land. And they shall not any more bear the shame of the nations. And they shall know that I, Yahweh their Elohim, am with them, and they are my people, the house of Israel, declares Adonai Yahweh. And you, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, you are men. I am your Elohim, declares Adonai Yahweh. Chapter 35. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Mount Seir, and prophesy against it. And say to it, So says Adonai Yahweh. Behold, I am against you, Mount Seir, and I will stretch my hand against you, and I will make you a ruin and a waste. I will lay your cities waste, and you shall be a ruin. And they shall know that I am Yahweh. Because there was to you never-ending hatred, and you poured out the sons of Israel to the hands of the sword in the time of their calamity, in the time of the iniquity of the end. Therefore, as I live, declares Adonai Yahweh, surely for blood I appoint you, and blood shall pursue you. Since you have not hated blood, so blood shall pursue you. And I will make Mount Seir a ruin and a waste, and cut off from it the one passing through, and the one returning. And I will fill his mountains with his slain. In your hills and in your valleys, and in all your torrents, the slain by the sword shall fall in them. I will make you ruins forever, and your cities shall not be inhabited. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. Because you have said, these two nations and these two lands will be mine, and we shall possess it, yet Yahweh was there. Therefore, as I live, declares Adonai Yahweh, I will act by your anger, and by envy which you have done out of your hatred against them, and I will be known among them when I have judged you. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. I have heard all your revilings which you have spoken against the mountains of Israel, saying, desolation. They are given to us for food. And you magnified with your mouth against me and have multiplied your words against me, I have heard. So says Adonai Yahweh. As all the earth rejoices, I will make you a ruin. As you rejoiced at the inheritance of the house of Israel because they were a ruin, so I will do to you. You shall be a ruin, O Mount Seir, and all Edom, all of it. And they shall know that I am Yahweh. Chapter 36. And you, son of man, prophesy to Israel's mountains and say, O mountains of Israel, hear the word of Yahweh. So says Adonai Yahweh. Because the enemy has spoken against you, saying, Aha! Everlasting heights have become a possession to us. So prophesy and say, so says Adonai Yahweh. Because, yea, because of the wasting and crushing of you from all around, that you might be a possession to the rest of the nations, and you ascended on the tip of the tongue, and the whispering of the people. Therefore, mountains of Israel, hear the word of Adonai Yahweh. So says Adonai Yahweh to the mountains and to the hills, to the ravines and to the valleys, to the wastes of desolation, and to the forsaken cities which became a prey and a mocking to the rest of the nations all around. So Adonai Yahweh says this. Surely I have spoken in the fire of my jealousy against the rest of the nations, and against Edom, all those of her who have given my land to themselves for a possession with all joy of heart, with scorning of soul, in order to make it open land for a prey. So prophesy concerning the land of Israel, and say to the mountains and to the hills, to the ravines and to the valleys, so says Adonai Yahweh. Behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and in my fury, because you have borne the shame of the nations. So Adonai Yahweh says this. I have lifted up my hand, surely the nations that surround you, they shall bear their shame. But you, O mountains of Israel, you shall put out your branches and your fruit, you shall bear for my people Israel. For they are drawing near to come. For behold, I am for you, and I will turn to you, and you shall be tilled and sown. And I will multiply men on you, all the house of Israel, all of it. And the cities shall be inhabited, and the wastes shall be built. And I will multiply men on you, and beast, and they will increase and be fruitful. And I will make you dwell as you formerly were, and I will do better than at your beginnings. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. Yea, I will cause men to walk on you, my people Israel, and they shall possess you, and you will be an inheritance to them and will not any more increase their bereavement. So says Adonai Yahweh. Because they said to you, you are a devourer of men, and you have bereaved your nations. So you shall no longer devour men, and you shall not make your nations fall any more, declares Adonai Yahweh. And I will not let you bear the shame of the nations any longer, and you shall not bear the disgrace of the peoples any more, and you shall not cause your nations to fall any more, declares Adonai Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt on their land, they even defiled it by their ways and by their doings. As the defilement of woman's impurity, their way was before me. So I poured out my fury on them, because of the blood that they had poured out on the land, and for their idols by which they defiled it. And I scattered them among the nations, and they were sown among all the earth, I judged them by their way and by their doings. And when they entered into the nations, there where they went, they even profaned my holy name, by saying to them, These are the people of Yahweh, and they are gone out of his land. But I had pity for my holy name which the house of Israel had profaned among the nations, there where they went. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, So says Adonai Yahweh. I do not do this for your sake, O house of Israel, but only for my holy name which you profaned among the nations, there where you went. And I will sanctify my great name which was profaned among the nations, which you profaned among them. And the nations shall know that I am Yahweh, declares Adonai Yahweh, when I am sanctified in you, in their eyes. For I will take you from the nations and gather you out of all the lands and bring you into your land. Then I will sprinkle pure waters on you, and you shall be purified. I will cleanse you from all your defilement and from all your idols. And I will also give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give to you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. And you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. And you shall be a people to me, and I will be Elohim to you. I will also save you from all your defilements, and I will call for grain and increase it, and I will not put a famine on you. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the produce of the field, in order that you will not any more receive the disgrace of famine among the nations. And you will remember your evil ways and your doings that were not good, and you will despise yourselves in your own eyes for your iniquities and for your abominations. Let it be known to you that I am not doing this for your sake, states Adonai Yahweh. Be ashamed and confounded for your ways, O house of Israel. So says Adonai Yahweh. In the day I cleanse you from all your iniquities, I will cause the cities to be inhabited, and the wastes shall be built. And the desolated land shall be cultivated, rather than being a ruin in the eyes of all passing by. And they shall say, This land that was desolated has become like the Garden of Eden. And the wasted and desolated and razed cities are fortified and inhabited. And the nations left all around you shall know that I, Yahweh, built the raised places and planted that which was desolated. I, Yahweh, have spoken it and will do it. So says Adonai Yahweh. Yet for this I will be sought by the house of Israel, to act for them. I will increase them with men like a flock. Like a holy flock, like the flock of Jerusalem in her appointed feasts, so the wasted city shall be filled with flocks of men. And they shall know that I am Yahweh. Chapter 37. The hand of Yahweh was on me. And he brought me by the Spirit of Yahweh and made me rest in the midst of a valley, and it was full of bones. And he made me pass among them all around. And, behold, very many were on the face of the valley. And, behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I said, O Adonai Yahweh, you know. And he said to me, Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of Yahweh. So says Adonai Yahweh to these bones, Behold, I will make breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will put on you sinews and will bring flesh on you and spread skin over you and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And, behold, a shaking. And the bones drew near, a bone to its bone. And I saw. And, behold, the sinews and the flesh came up on them, and the skin spread over them from above. But there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the Spirit. Prophesy, Son of Man, and say to the Spirit, So says Adonai Yahweh. Come from the four winds, O Spirit, and breathe on these slain ones, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the Spirit came into them. And they lived and stood on their feet, a very great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are all the house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried, and our hope is perished, we are cut off to ourselves. So prophesy and say to them, So says Adonai Yahweh. Behold, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves, O my people, and I will bring you to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am Yahweh when I have opened your graves and have brought you up out of your graves, O my people. And I shall put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will put you on your own land. And you shall know that I, Yahweh, have spoken and have done it, says Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, And you, son of man, take one stick to yourself and write on it, for Judah, and for his companions, the sons of Israel. And take another stick and write on it, for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim and all the house of Israel, his companions. And draw them one to one for yourself, into one stick. And they shall become one in your hand. And when the sons of your people shall speak to you, saying, Will you not declare to us what these mean to you? Say to them, So says Adonai Yahweh. Behold, I will take the stick of Joseph which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his companions. And I will put them with him, with the stick of Judah, and I will make them one stick, and they shall be one in my hand. And the sticks shall be in your hand, the ones on which you write before their eyes. And say to them, So says Adonai Yahweh. Behold, I will take the sons of Israel from among the nations, there where they have gone, and will gather them from all around, and will bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land, on the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be for a king to all of them. And they shall not be two nations any more. And they will not be split into two kingdoms any more. And they will not still be defiled with their idols, even with their filthy idols, nor with all of their transgressions. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places where they have sinned in them, and I will cleanse them. So they shall be for a people to me, and I will be for Elohim to them. And my servant, David, shall be king over them. And there shall be one shepherd to all of them. And they shall walk in my judgments and keep my statutes, and do them. And they shall dwell on the land that I have given to my servant, to Jacob, there where your fathers dwelt in it. And they shall dwell on it, they and their sons, and the sons of their sons, forever. And my servant David shall be a ruler to them forever. And I will cut a covenant of peace with them, an everlasting covenant it shall be with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and I will put, Aleph Tav, my sanctuary in their midst forever. And my tabernacle shall be with them, and I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. And when my sanctuary shall be in their midst forever, the nations shall know that I, Yahweh, sanctify Israel. Chapter 38. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Gog, the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And say, So says Adonai Yahweh. Behold, I am against you, O Gog, the prince of Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal. And I will turn you back and put hooks into your jaws. And I will bring you and all your army out. Horses and horsemen, all of them clothed most perfectly, a great assembly with buckler and shield, all of them swordsmen. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya are with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all its bands, the house of Togarmah from the recesses of the north, and all its bands, many peoples are with you. Be prepared, yea, prepared for yourself, you and all your assembly that are assembled to you, and be a guard to them. After many days you shall be visited. In the after years you shall come into the land turned back from the sword, gathered out of many peoples, on the mountains of Israel which have been for a continual waste. But he has been brought out of the peoples, and they shall dwell securely, all of them. And you shall go up, you shall come like a storm, you shall be like a cloud to cover the land, you and all your bands, and many peoples with you. So says Adonai Yahweh. And it shall be in that day, words shall come up into your heart, and you shall devise an evil plan. And you shall say, I will go up to the land of open spaces. I will go to those at ease, who live securely, all of them living with no walls, and there are no bars and gates to them. In order to spoil a spoil, and to steal a prize, to turn your hand on the inhabited waste places, and on the people gathered out of the nations, producing livestock and goods, who dwell in the center of the earth. Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish, and all its young lions, shall say to you, Have you come to plunder a plunder? Have you gathered your assembly to steal a prize, to lift up silver and gold, to take away livestock and goods, to spoil a great spoil? So prophesy, son of man, and say to Gog, So says Adonai Yahweh. Shall you not know in that day when my people Israel dwells securely? And you shall come from your place out of the recesses of the north, you and many peoples with you, all of them riding on horses, a great assembly, a mighty army. And you shall come up on my people Israel like a cloud, to cover the land. It shall be in the after days, and I will bring you against my land so that the nations may know me, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes, Gog. So says Adonai Yahweh. Are you he of whom I have spoken in former days by the hand of my servants, the prophets of Israel, who prophesied in those days and years, to bring you against them? And it shall be on that day, when Gog comes against the land of Israel, declares Adonai Yahweh, my fury shall come up in my face. And in my jealousy, in the fire of my wrath, I have spoken. Surely, in that day there shall be a great quaking in the land of Israel. And the fish of the sea, and the birds of the heavens, and the beasts of the field, and all creeping things that creep on the earth, and all men on the face of the earth, shall quake at my face. And the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I shall call a sword against him on all my mountains, declares Adonai Yahweh. Each man's sword shall be against his brother. And I will judge him with a plague and with blood, and an overflowing shower, and hailstones. I will rain fire and brimstone on him, and on his bands, and on the many peoples who are with him. And I will magnify myself and sanctify myself. And I will be known in the eyes of the many nations, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. Chapter 39. And you, son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, so says Adonai Yahweh. Behold, I am against you, O Gog, the prince of Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal. And I will turn you back and lead you on. And I will bring you up from the recesses of the north, and will bring you on the mountains of Israel. And I will strike your bow out of your left hand, and I will cause your arrows to fall out of your right hand. You shall fall on the mountains of Israel, you and all your bands, and the people with you. I will give you for food to the birds of prey, a bird of every wing, and to the beasts of the field. You shall fall on the face of the field, for I have spoken, declares Adonai Yahweh. And I will send a fire on Magog, and on those living securely on the coasts. And they shall know that I am Yahweh. And I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel. And I will not let my holy name be profaned any more. And the nations shall know that I am Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel. Behold! It has come, and it has happened, declares Adonai Yahweh. That is the day of which I have spoken. And those living in the cities of Israel shall go out and shall set a fire and burn the weapons, even the shield and the buckler, the bow and the arrows, and the hand staff, and the spears. And they shall burn them with fire 7 years. And they shall not take wood out of the field and shall not cut down out of the forest. For they shall burn the weapons with fire. And they shall plunder those who plundered them, and rob those who robbed them, declares Adonai Yahweh. And it will be on that day, I will give to Gog a place there, a grave in Israel, the valley of those who pass by, east of the sea. And it shall stop those who pass by. And they shall bury Gog and all his multitude there, and they shall call it the valley of the multitude of Gog. And the house of Israel shall bury them, in order to cleanse the land, 7 months. And the people of the land shall bury. And it shall be for a name to them, the day when I am glorified, declares Adonai Yahweh. And they shall separate men who continually pass through the land, burying those who pass through, who remain on the face of the earth, to cleanse it. At the end of 7 months, they shall make a search. And as they pass, those who pass through the land, and any sees a bone of a man, then he shall build a post beside it until the ones burying have buried it in the valley of the multitude of Gog. And also the name of the city is Hamunah. And they shall cleanse the land. And you, son of man, so says Adonai Yahweh. Say to the bird of every wing, and to every beast of the field. Gather yourselves and come, collect yourselves from all around to my sacrifice which I sacrifice for you, a great sacrifice on the mountains of Israel, so that you may eat flesh and drink blood. You shall eat the flesh of the mighty, and drink the blood of the rulers of the earth, of rams, lambs, goats, and bulls, all of them fatlings of Bashan. And you shall eat fat until you are full, and drink blood until drunkenness, of my sacrifice which I have sacrificed for you. And you shall be satisfied at my table with horses and chariots, and mighty men, all the men of war, declares Adonai Yahweh. And I will put my glory among the nations, and all the nations shall see my judgments which I have done, and my hand that I have laid on them. So the house of Israel shall know that I am Yahweh their Elohim, from that day and onward. And the nations shall know that the house of Israel was exiled for their iniquity. Because they betrayed me, so I hid my face from them and gave them into the hand of their enemies. And they fell by the sword, all of them. According to their uncleanness and according to their sins, I have done to them, and have hidden my face from them. So Adonai Yahweh says this. Now I will return the captivity of Jacob and will have mercy on all the house of Israel. And I will be jealous for my holy name. And also after they have borne their shame, and all their treachery which they have done against me, when they dwell on their land securely, and no one terrifies. When I have returned them from the peoples, and gathered them out of the hand of their enemies, and am sanctified in them in the sight of many nations. Then they shall know that I am Yahweh their Elohim who exiled them among the nations. But I have gathered them to their own land and have not left any of them there. And I will not any more hide my face from them, for I have poured out my spirit on the house of Israel, declares Adonai Yahweh. Chapter 40. In the 25th year of our exile, in the beginning of the year, in the 10th of the month, in the 14th year after the city was struck, on that same day the hand of Yahweh was on me, and he brought me there. In the visions of Elohim he brought me into the land of Israel and made me rest on a very high mountain. And it was as the structure of a city on the south. And he brought me there, and, behold, a man whose appearance was as the appearance of copper, and a line of flax and a measuring reed in his hand. And he stood in the gate. And the man said to me, Son of man, look with your eyes, and hear with your ears, and set your heart on all that I shall make you see. For in order to make you see, you are brought here. Declare to the house of Israel all that you see. And, behold, a wall on the outside of the house all around. And a measuring reed was in the man's hand, 6 cubits, with a cubit and a span. So he measured the breadth of the building, 1 reed, and the height, 1 reed. And he came to the gate which faced eastward, and he went up its steps and measured the threshold of the gate, 1 reed wide, even the 1 threshold, 1 reed wide. And a room, 1 reed long and 1 reed wide, and between the rooms were 5 cubits. And the threshold of the gate from beside the porch of the gate, from the house, was 1 reed. And he measured the porch of the gate from the house, 1 reed. And he measured the porch of the gate, 8 cubits, and its pillars, 2 cubits, also the porch of the gate from the house. And the gate rooms eastward were 3 from here, and 3 from there, 1 measure to the 3 of them, and 1 measure was to the pillars, from here and from there. And he measured the breadth of the gate opening, 10 cubits, the length of the gate was 13 cubits. And the border in front of the rooms was 1 cubit, and the border from here, 1 cubit. And the room was 6 cubits from here, and 6 cubits from there. And he measured the gate of the room from roof to roof, 25 cubits wide, door to door. He also made the pillars, 60 cubits, even to the court pillar, from the gate all around. And on the face of the entrance gate, to the face of the porch of the inner gate, was 50 cubits. And latticed windows were to the rooms and to their pillars inside the gate all around, and so for the porches, and windows were all around inside, and to a pillar were palm trees. And he brought me into the outer court. And, behold, rooms, and a pavement made for the court all around. 30 rooms were on the pavement. And the pavement by the side of the gates to equal the length of the gates was the lower pavement. And he measured the breadth from the face of the lower gate to the face of the inner court, on the outside, 100 cubits eastward and northward. And the gate which faces the way of the north of the outer court, he measured its length and its breadth. And its rooms were 3 from here, and 3 from there. And its pillars and its porches were as the first measure. Its length was 50 cubits and its breadth 25 cubits. And its windows, and its porches, and its palm trees were as the measure of the gate that faces eastward. And they went up to it by 7 steps, and its porches were before them. And the gate of the inner court was across from the gate toward the north and toward the east. And he measured from gate to gate, 100 cubits. And he led me southward. And behold, a gate southward. And he measured its pillars and its porches according to these measures. And windows were in it, and its porches all around like these windows. 50 cubits were the length, and 25 cubits the breadth. And 7 steps were going up to it, and its porches were before them. And palm trees were to it, one from here and one from there, to its pillars. And a gate was to the inner court southward. And he measured from gate to gate, southward, 100 cubits. And he brought me to the inner court by the south gate. And he measured the south gate by these measures. And its rooms, and its pillars, and its porches were as 3 measures. And windows were to it, and its porches all around. It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. And the porches all around were 25 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. And its porches were toward the outer court, and palm trees on its pillars. And its stairway had 8 steps. And he brought me into the inner court eastward. And he measured the gate by these measures. And its rooms, and its pillars, and its porches were as these measures. And windows were to it and to its porches all around. It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. And its porches were toward the outer court. And palm trees were on its pillars from here and from there, and its stairway had 8 steps. And he brought me to the north gate and measured by these measures. Its rooms, its posts, and its porches. And windows were to it all around. It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. And its pillars were toward the outer court. And palm trees were on its pillars from here and from there, and its stairway had 8 steps. And the room and its door was by the pillars of the gates, they washed the burnt offering there. And in the porch of the gate were 2 tables from here, and 2 tables from there, to slaughter the burnt offering on them, and the sin offering, and the guilt offering. And to the side outside, as one goes up to the door of the gate northward were 2 tables. And on the other side at the porch of the gate were 2 tables. 4 tables were from here, and 4 tables from there, by the side of the gate, 8 tables. They slaughter on them. And the 4 tables for burnt offering were cut stone, 1 cubit and a half long, and 1 cubit and a half wide, and 1 cubit high. They also rested on them the instruments with which they slaughtered, using them for the burnt offering and the sacrifice. And the double hooks, 1 span, were fastened in the house all around, and on the tables was the flesh of the offering. And from the outside to the inner court were the singer's chambers in the inner court beside the north gate. And their face was southward, the one beside the east gate looked the way of the north. And he said to me, "This chamber facing southward is for the priests, the keepers of the charge of the house. And the chamber facing northward is for the priests, the keepers of the charge of the altar. They are the sons of Zadok who come near to Yahweh, of the sons of Levi, to minister to him." And he measured the court. 100 cubits long and 100 cubits wide, a square. And the altar was before the house. And he brought me to the porch of the house and measured each pillar of the porch, 5 cubits from here, and 5 cubits from there. And the gate was 3 cubits wide from here, and 3 cubits from there. The length of the porch was 20 cubits and 11 cubits wide, even with the steps by which they went up to it. And columns were by the pillars, 1 from here, and 1 from there. Chapter 41. And he brought me to the sanctuary and measured the pillars, 6 cubits wide from here, and 6 cubits wide from there, the width of the tent. And the door was 10 cubits wide. And the sides of the door were 5 cubits from here and 5 cubits from there. And he measured its length, 40 cubits, and 20 cubits wide. And he went inside and measured the pillars of the door, 2 cubits. And the door was 6 cubits, and the width of the door, 7 cubits. And he measured its length, 20 cubits, and the width, 20 cubits, to the face of the temple. And he said to me, "This is the Holy of Holies." And he measured the wall of the house, 6 cubits, and the width of each side room was 4 cubits all around the house. And the side rooms were a side chamber over a side chamber, 3 stories, and 30 times. And they entered the wall of the house for the side rooms all around, that they may be fastened. But they were not fastened in the wall of the house. And there was a widening and a winding upwards and upwards for the side chambers, for the winding around of the house went upward and upward, all around the house. On account of this the width of the house went up, and so from the lowest it went up to the highest by the middle story. I also saw the height of the house all around. The foundations of the side rooms were a full reed, 6 cubits by joining. The width of the wall which was for the side room to the outside was 5 cubits, and that which was left between the side chambers that were of the house. And between the rooms was the width of 20 cubits circling the house all around. And the door of the side chamber was toward the open space, one door northward, and one door southward. And the width of the place of the open space was 5 cubits all around. And the building that was before the separate area at the end of the way of the west was 70 cubits wide. And the wall of the building was 5 cubits wide all around, and its length, 90 cubits. And he measured the house, 100 cubits long. And the separate area and the building and its wall were 100 cubits long. And the width of the face of the house, and the separate area toward the east, 100 cubits. And he measured the length of the building to the face of the separate area which was on its rear, and its gallery from here and from there was 100 cubits, also the inner sanctuary, and the porches of the court. The thresholds, and the latticed windows, and the galleries all around, their 3 stories opposite the threshold, were paneled with wood all around, and from the ground up to the windows, and the windows were covered. To that above the door, even to the inner house, and outside, and to all the wall all around inside and outside by measure. And it was made with cherubs and palm trees, and a palm tree was between cherub and cherub. And 2 faces were to a cherub. The face of a man toward the palm tree from here, and a young lion's face toward the palm tree from there. It was made to all the house all around. From the ground to above the door, cherubs and palm trees were made, and on the wall of the sanctuary. The sanctuary doorposts were squared, and the face of the sanctuary, the appearance of the one as the appearance of the other. The altar of wood was 3 cubits high, and its length 2 cubits. And its corners, and its length, and its walls were wood. And he said to me, "This is the table that is before Yahweh." And 2 doors were to the sanctuary and the holy place. And 2 doors were to each of the doors, 2 turning doors, 2 for the one door, and 2 for the other door. And cherubs and palm trees were made on them, on the doors of the sanctuary, like those made on the walls, and thick wood was on the face of the porch outside. And latticed windows and palm trees were from here and from there on the sides of the porch, and the side chambers of the house, and wooden canopies. Chapter 42. And he brought me out into the outer court northward. And he brought me into the chamber that was across from the separate area, which was in front of the building to the north. To the face of its length was 100 cubits, toward the north door, and 50 cubits wide. Across from the 20 cubits which were to the inner court, and opposite the pavement which was to the outer court, was gallery on the face of gallery, in 3 stories. And before the rooms was a walk 10 cubits wide, to the inside, a way of 1 cubit. And their doors were toward the north. And the upper rooms were shorter, for the galleries used up more space than the lower and middle ones in the building. For they were in 3 stories, and there were no columns to them like the columns of the courts. So the third was made narrower than the lower and middle stories from the ground. And the wall that was outside near the rooms the way of the outer court, on the face of the rooms, its length was 50 cubits. For the length of the rooms that were in the outer court was 50 cubits. And, behold, in the face of the sanctuary was 100 cubits. And under these rooms was the entrance on the east side as one goes into them from the outer court. In the width of the wall of the court eastward, to the face of the separate area, and to the face of the building were rooms. And the way before them looked like the rooms which were northward, as their length, so their width. And all their exits were as their patterns and as their doors. And as the doors of the rooms that were southward, there was a door in the head of the way directly in the face of the wall, the way of the east, as one enters them. And he said to me, "The north chambers, the south chambers which are to the face of the separate area, they are holy chambers, there where the priests shall eat, who approach to Yahweh in the holy of the holies. There they shall lay the holiest of the holy things, even the food offering and the sin offering, and the guilt offering. For the place is holy. When the priests enter, then they shall not go out of the sanctuary into the outer court, but they shall lay their clothes there by which they minister by them, for they are holy. They shall put on other clothes and shall approach to that which is for the people." And he finished measuring the inner house. And he brought me forth the way of the gate whose face is eastward, and measured all around. He measured the east side with the measuring reed, 500 reeds with the measuring reed, all around. He measured the north side, 500 reeds with the measuring reed, all around. He measured the south side, 500 reeds with the measuring reed. He turned to the west side, measuring 500 reeds with the measuring reed. By the four sides he measured it. It had a wall all around, 500 reeds long, and 500 wide, to separate between the holy and the common. Chapter 43. And he led me to the gate that faces eastward. And, behold, the glory of the Elohim of Israel came from the way of the east. And his voice was like the voice of many waters. And the earth shone from his glory. And the appearance of the vision which I saw was as the appearance which I saw when I came to destroy the city, and as the appearance that I saw by the river Kibar. And I fell on my face. And the glory of Yahweh came into the house, the way of the gate facing eastward. And the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court. And, behold, the glory of Yahweh filled the house. And I heard one speaking to me from the house. And standing beside me was a man. And he said to me, Son of man, the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, there where I will dwell among the sons of Israel forever, even the house of Israel shall not defile my holy name any more, they nor their kings, by their fornication, nor by the corpses of their kings in their high places. In their setting of their threshold by my threshold, and their doorpost beside my doorpost, and the wall between me and them, even they have defiled my holy name by their abominations that they have done. And I consumed them in my anger. Now let them put away their fornication and the corpses of their kings from me, and I will dwell in their midst forever. You, son of man, declare to the house of Israel, the sanctuary house, and they will blush from their iniquities. And let them measure its size. And if they are ashamed of all that they have done, the form of the house, and its arrangement, and its exits, and its entrances, and all its forms, and all its statutes, and all its forms, and all its laws, make them known to them. And write them in their sight, so that they may observe all its form, and all its statutes, and do them. This is the law of the house. On the top of the mountain is all its border, all around, being most holy. Behold, this is the law of the house. And these are the measures of the altar by the cubit. The cubit is a cubit and a span, even the base shall be a cubit, and the width a cubit, and its border on its edge all around shall be one span. And this is the upper part of the altar. And from the base on the ground to the lower ledge shall be 2 cubits, and the width 1 cubit. And from the smaller ledge to the greater ledge shall be 4 cubits, and the width a cubit. And the altar hearth shall be 4 cubits, and from the altar hearth and upward shall be 4 horns. And the altar hearth shall be 12 cubits long, and 12 wide, square in its 4 sides. And the ledge shall be 14 long, 14 wide, in its 4 sides. And the border around it shall be 1/2 cubit, and the base for it 1 cubit all around. And its steps shall face the east. And he said to me, Son of man, so says Adonai Yahweh. These are the statutes of the altar in the day of its being made to offer on it burnt offerings, and to sprinkle on it blood. And you shall give to the priests of the Levites, they who are from the seed of Zadok, who approach to me, declares Adonai Yahweh, to minister to me, a bull, a son of the herd, for a sin offering. And you shall take of its blood and put it on its 4 horns, and on the 4 corners of the ledge, and on the border all around. And you shall cleanse it and atone for it. And you shall take the bull of the sin offering, and he shall burn it at the appointed place of the house outside the sanctuary. And on the 2nd day you shall bring a buck of the goats without blemish for a sin offering. And they shall cleanse the altar, as they cleansed it with the bull. When you have finished cleansing, you shall bring a bull without blemish, a son of the herd, and a ram without blemish out of the flock. And you shall bring them before Yahweh, and the priests shall throw salt on them, and they shall offer them for a burnt offering to Yahweh. For 7 days you shall daily prepare a he-goat for a sin offering. And they shall prepare a bull, a son of the herd, and a ram out of the flock, ones without blemish. They shall atone 7 days for the altar, and cleanse it, and consecrate it. And when the days are completed, it shall be on the 8th day and forward, the priests shall make your burnt offerings, and your peace offerings, on the altar. And I will accept you, declares Adonai Yahweh. Chapter 44. And he brought me back the way of the gate of the outer sanctuary, facing east. And it was shut. And Yahweh said to me, This gate shall be shut, it will not be opened. And a man shall not enter by it, because Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, has entered by it, so it shall be shut. As for the prince, as prince he shall sit in it to eat bread before Yahweh. He shall enter by the way of the porch of the gate, and by his way shall go out. And he brought me by the way of the north gate, to the face of the house. And I looked, and, behold, the glory of Yahweh filled the house of Yahweh. And I fell on my face. And Yahweh said to me, Son of man, set your heart and see with your eyes, and hear with your ears all that I say to you of all the statutes of the house of Yahweh, and of all its laws. And set your heart to the entrance of the house, with all the exits of the sanctuary. And you shall say to the rebellious ones, to the house of Israel, So says Adonai Yahweh. Enough to you, of all your abominations, O house of Israel. When you brought in the sons of strangers, uncircumcised of heart and uncircumcised of flesh, to be in my sanctuary, to profane it, even my house, when you bring near my bread, the fat and the blood. And they have broken my covenant by all your abominations. And you have not kept the charge of my holy things, but you have set them as keepers of my charge in my sanctuary, for themselves. So says Adonai Yahweh. No son of a foreigner, uncircumcised of heart and uncircumcised of flesh, shall enter into my sanctuary, or any son of a foreigner who is among the sons of Israel. But the Levites who have gone far from me, when Israel went astray, who went astray from me, going after their idols, even they shall bear their iniquity. Yet they shall do the menial tasks in my sanctuary, overseers at the gates of the house, and serving in the house. They shall slaughter the burnt offering and the sacrifice for the people, and they shall stand before them, to serve them. Because they attended to them before their idols, and became a stumbling block of iniquity to the house of Israel, therefore I have lifted up my hand against them, declares Adonai Yahweh. And they shall bear their iniquity. And they shall not come near to me to serve as priest to me, nor come near to any of my holy things, to the holiest of the holy things, but they shall bear their shame and their abominations which they have done. But I will give them to be keepers of the charge of the house to be bond servants for all labor, and for all that shall be done in it. But the priests, the Levites, the sons of Zadok, who kept the charge of my sanctuary when the sons of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near to me to minister to me. And they shall stand before me to bring near to me the fat and the blood, declares Adonai Yahweh. They shall enter into my sanctuary, and they shall come near to my table, to minister to me. And they shall keep my charge. And it shall be when they enter in the gates of the inner court, they shall be clothed with linen garments. And wool shall not come upon them while they minister in the gates of the inner court, and in the house. Turbans of bleached linen shall be on their heads, and linen undergarments shall be on their loins. They shall not gird with sweat. And when they go out into the outer court, to the outer court to the people, they shall put off their garments by which they ministered and lay them in the holy chambers. And they shall put on other garments, and they shall not sanctify the people with their own garments. And they shall not shave their heads, and they shall not send forth long hair, trimming they shall trim their heads. And every priest shall not drink wine when they enter into the inner court. And they shall not take a widow or a divorcee, for wives for themselves, but they shall only take virgins of the seed of the house of Israel, or a widow who is the widow of a priest. And they shall teach my people between the holy and the common, and between the unclean and the clean, to make them known. And in a dispute, they shall stand to judge, they shall judge it by my judgments. And they shall observe my Torah and my statutes in my appointed feasts, and they shall sanctify my Sabbaths. And he shall not come to a dead man, to defile himself, but for father, or for mother, or for a son, or for a daughter, for a brother, or for a sister who has not had a husband, they may defile themselves. And after he is cleansed, they shall count 7 days for him. And in the day he goes into the sanctuary, to the inner court, to minister in the sanctuary, he shall bring his sin offering, declares Adonai Yahweh. And it shall be to them for an inheritance, I am their inheritance, and you shall not give them possession in Israel, I am their possession. They shall eat the food offering and the sin offering and the guilt offering. And every devoted thing in Israel shall be theirs. And the first of all the first fruits of all, and every one of the heave offerings of all your heave offerings, shall be for the priests. And you shall give to the priest the first of your dough, to cause a blessing to rest on your house. The priests shall not eat of every corpse and torn thing, of birds, or of beasts. Chapter 45. And when you shall divide the land by lot for an inheritance, you shall offer a heave offering to Yahweh, a holy portion of the land. The length shall be 25,000 cubits long and the width 10,000. It shall be holy in all its borders all around. Of this there shall be for the sanctuary 500 by 500 cubits, square all around, and 50 cubits of open space shall be all around. And from this measure you shall measure the length, 25,000 cubits, and the width, 10,000. And in it shall be the sanctuary, the holy of holies. It is the holy portion of the land for the priests, it shall be for the ministers of the sanctuary who come near to minister to Yahweh. And it shall be for them a place for their houses, and a holy place for the sanctuary. And 25,000 cubits in length, and 10,000 in width shall be for the Levites, the ministers of the house, for them for a possession, 20 rooms. And you shall give the possession of the city, 5,000 cubits wide and 25,000 long, beside the heave offering of the holy lot. It shall be for the whole house of Israel. And a portion shall be for the prince from here, and from there, for the heave offering of the holy place and of the possession of the city, to the face of the heave offering of the holy place, from the west side westward, and from the east side eastward. And the length shall be alongside one of the portions, from the west border to the east border. It shall be for a land to him, for a possession in Israel, and my rulers shall not oppress my people any more. And they shall give the land to the house of Israel according to their tribes. So says Adonai Yahweh. Enough for you, O rulers of Israel. Turn away violence and oppression, and do justice and righteousness. Lift away your acts of violence from my people, declares Adonai Yahweh. Just balances and a just ephah, and a just bath, let there be to you. The ephah and the bath shall be one measure, that the bath may contain the tenth of the homer, and the tenth of the homer the ephah. Its measure shall be to the homer. And the shekel shall be 20 gerahs. 20 shekels, 25 shekels, 15 shekels shall be a maneh to you. This is the heave offering that you shall offer. The sixth of an ephah of a homer of wheat, and the sixth of an ephah of a homer of barley. And the statute of oil, the bath of oil, the tenth of the bath out of the core, 10 baths, a homer, for 10 baths are a homer. And one lamb out of the flock, out of 200, out of the watered land of Israel for a food offering, and for a burnt offering, and for peace offerings, to atone for them, declares Adonai Yahweh. All the people of the land shall be at this heave offering for the prince in Israel. And responsibility for burnt offerings shall be on the prince, and a food offering, and drink offerings, in the feasts and on the new moons and on the Sabbaths, in all the appointed feasts of the house of Israel. He shall make the sin offering, and the food offering, and the burnt offering, and the peace offerings, to atone for the house of Israel. So says Adonai Yahweh. In the first month, on the first of the month, you shall take a bull without blemish, a son of the herd, and cleanse the sanctuary. And the priest shall take of the blood of the sin offering and put it on the doorposts of the house, and on the four corners of the ledge of the altar, and on the gateposts of the inner court. And so you shall do on the seventh of the month for each man who goes astray, and for the simple. And you shall atone for the house. In the first month, in the 14th day of the month, the Passover shall be to you, a feast of 7 days, unleavened bread is eaten. And the prince shall make ready on that day for himself and for the people of the land, a bull for a sin offering. And 7 days of the feast he shall make ready a burnt offering to Yahweh, 7 bulls and 7 rams, without blemish, daily for the 7 days, and for a sin offering a kid of the he-goats daily. And a food offering of an ephah for a bull, and an ephah for a ram, he shall make ready, also of oil, a hin for an ephah. In the 7th month, in the 15th day of the month, at the feast, he shall make ready like these 7 days as the sin offering, as the burnt offering, as the food offering, and as the oil. Chapter 46. So says Adonai Yahweh. The gate of the inner court that faces the east shall be shut the 6 days of work. But on the Sabbath day it shall be opened, and in the day of the new moon it shall be opened. And the prince shall enter by way of the porch of the gate from outside and shall stand by the gatepost. And the priests shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offerings. And he shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go out, but the gate shall not be shut until the evening. And the people of the land shall worship at the door of that gate on the Sabbaths, and on the new moons, before Yahweh. And the burnt offering that the prince shall bring near to Yahweh on the Sabbath day shall be 6 lambs without blemish, and a ram without blemish. And the food offering shall be an ephah for a ram, and a food offering for the lambs, a gift of his hand, and a hin of oil to an ephah. And in the day of the new moon, a bull without blemish, a son of the herd, and 6 lambs, and a ram, they shall be without blemish. And an ephah for a bull and an ephah for a ram he shall prepare as a food offering, and for the lambs as his hand can reach, and a hin of oil to an ephah. And when the prince shall enter, he shall enter by way of the porch of the gate, and by its way he shall go out. But when the people of the land come before Yahweh at the appointed feasts, he who enters by way of the north gate to worship shall go out by way of the south gate. And he who enters by way of the south gate shall go out by way of the north gate. He shall not return by way of the gate by which he came in, but shall go out opposite it. And the prince shall go in among them when they go in, and he shall go out when they go out. And in the feast seasons, and in the appointed feasts, the food offering shall be an ephah to a bull, and an ephah to a ram, and to the lambs a gift of his hand, and a hin of oil to an ephah. And when the prince makes a free offering, a burnt offering, or peace offerings as a free offering to Yahweh, then one shall open to him the gate facing east. And he shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offerings as he does on the Sabbath day. And he shall go out, and the gate is shut after he goes out. And you shall make ready a burnt offering daily to Yahweh, a lamb without blemish, a son of a year, from dawn to dawn you shall make it ready. And you shall make ready a food offering for it from dawn to dawn, a sixth of an ephah, and a third of a hin of oil to wet the fine flour, a food offering to Yahweh, perfect statutes forever. So they shall make ready the lamb, and the food offering, and the oil, from dawn to dawn as a burnt offering continually. So says Adonai Yahweh. If the prince gives a gift to sons of his inheritance, it shall be to his sons, it is their possession by inheritance. But if he gives it as a gift of his inheritance to one of his servants, then it shall be his until the year of liberty, then it shall return to the prince. His inheritance is only his sons, it shall be theirs. And the prince shall not take of the people's inheritance, oppressing them from their possession. He shall give inheritance to his sons from his possession, so that my people shall not be dispersed, each man from his possession. And he brought me through the entry which was at the side of the gate, into the holy rooms for the priests, facing north. And, behold, there was a place on the 2 sides westward. And he said to me, This is the place, there where the priests shall boil the guilt offering, and the sin offering, where they shall bake the food offering, so as not to bring them out to the outer court to sanctify the people. And he led me out to the outer court. And he made me pass by the 4 corners of the court. And, behold, a cord in each corner of the court, a cord in each corner of the court. In the 4 corners of the court were enclosed courts 40 cubits long and 30 wide, 1 measure to the 4 of them, being made in corners. And a row was around in them, around the 4 of them, and boiling places were made under the rows round about. And he said to me, These are the houses of those who boil, there where the servants of the house shall boil the sacrifice of the people. Chapter 47. And he made me turn back to the opening of the house. And, behold, water came out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the face of the house is east, and the water came down from under the right side of the house, at the south from the altar. And he led me out by way of the north gate, and led me around the way outside to the outer gate, by the way facing east. And, behold, water was dropping out of the right side. When the man went out eastward, and the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he passed me through the water, water to the ankles. And he measured 1,000 and passed me through the water, water to the knees. And he measured 1,000, and passed me through water to the loins. And he measured 1,000, and there was a torrent which I was not able to pass, for the water had risen, water to swim in, a torrent that could not be passed. And he said to me, Have you seen, son of man? And he led me and made me return to the lip of the torrent. When I returned, then, behold, on the lip of the torrent were many trees on this side and on that side. And he said to me, These waters go out toward the eastern circuit, and go down into the Arava, and enter the sea. They are brought out into the sea, and the waters shall be healed. And it shall be, every soul that lives, which swarms in every place, there where the two torrents go, that soul shall live. And there shall be very many fish, because these waters shall come there. And they shall be healed. And all shall live there where the torrent goes. And it will be, the fishermen shall stand on it, from En-Gedi even to En-Eglaim, a spreading place for nets shall be there, their fish shall be by its kind, like the fish of the great sea, very many. Its swamps and its marshes shall not even be healed, they shall be given to salt. And all trees for food shall go up by the torrent, on its lip on this side and on that. Its leaf shall not fade, and its fruit shall not fail, it will bear by its months, because its waters come out from the sanctuary. And its fruit shall be for food, and its leaf for healing medicine. So says Adonai Yahweh. This shall be the border by which you shall inherit the land, by the 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph shall have 2 portions. And you shall inherit it, each man like his brother, that I lifted up my hand to give it to your fathers, even this land shall fall to you for an inheritance. And this is the border of the land to the north side, from the great sea, the way of Hethlon to the entrance of Zedad. Hamath, Berothah, Sibrayim, which is between the border of Damascus and the border of Hamath, Hazar Hadikon, which is by the border of Haran. And the border shall be from the sea to Hazarenan, at the border of Damascus, and the north northward, even the border of Hamath. And this is the north side. And you shall measure the east side from between Haran, and Damascus, and Gilead, and the land of Israel, shall be the Jordan, from the border to the eastern sea, and this is the east side. And the south side southward from Tamar to the waters of Meriboth Kadesh, the torrent to the great sea. And this is the south side to the Negev. And the west side is the great sea from the border until beside the entrance of Hamath, this is the west side. And you shall divide this land for yourselves by the tribes of Israel. And it will be, you shall divide by lot for an inheritance to yourselves, and to the foreigners who reside among you, who shall father sons among you. And they shall be to you as native born among the sons of Israel. They shall have an inheritance fall among the tribes of Israel. And it shall be, in the tribe in which the foreigner resides, there you shall give his inheritance, declares Adonai Yahweh. Chapter 48. And these are the names of the tribes. From the north end, at the hand of the way of Hethlon, to the entrance of Hamath, Hazarenan, the border of Damascus northward, at the hand of Hamath, and there shall be to it an east side and a west. To Dan, one part. And by the border of Dan, from the east side to the west side, Asher, one part. And by the border of Asher, from the east side to the west side, Naphtali, one part. And by the border of Naphtali, from the east side even to the west side, Manasseh, one part. And by the border of Manasseh, from the east side to the west side, Ephraim, one part. And by the border of Ephraim, from the east side even to the west side, Reuben, one part. And by the border of Reuben, from the east side even to the west side, Judah, one part. And by the border of Judah, from the east side to the west side, shall be the heave offering which you shall offer, 25,000 cubits wide and long, as one of the parts, from the east side to the west side. And the sanctuary shall be in its midst. The heave offering that you shall offer to Yahweh shall be 25,000 cubits long and 10,000 cubits wide. And for these shall be the holy heave offering for the priests. Northward, 25,000, and westward, 10,000 cubits wide, and eastward, 10,000 wide, and southward, 25,000 cubits long. And the sanctuary of Yahweh shall be in its midst. For the priests who are sanctified, of the sons of Zadok, who have kept my charge, who did not go astray when the sons of Israel went astray, as the Levites went astray. And the heave offering shall be theirs, from the heave offering of the land, the holiest of the holy places, by the border of the Levites. And the Levites shall have alongside the border of the priests 25,000 cubits long and 10,000 wide. All the length shall be 25,000, and the width 10,000. And they shall not sell any of it, and shall not trade, and shall not cause to pass away the first fruits of the land. for it is holy to Yahweh. And the 5,000 being left in the width in front of the 25,000, it is common for the city, for dwelling and for open land. And the city shall be in its midst. And these shall be its measures. The north side, 4,500, and the south side, 4,500 cubits, and the east side, 4,500, and the west side, 4,500. And the open land shall be of the city northward, 250 cubits, and southward, 250, and eastward, 250, and westward, 250 cubits. And the remainder in length alongside the heave offering of the holy parts shall be 10,000 eastward, and 10,000 westward. And it shall be alongside the heave offering of the holy part. And its produce shall be for bread to those who serve the city. And he who serves the city shall serve it out of all the tribes of Israel. All the heave offering shall be 25,000 by 25,000 cubits, four square. You shall offer the holy heave offering to the possession of the city. And the remainder is for the prince, on this side and on that of the holy heave offering, and of the possession of the city in the front of the 25,000 of the heave offering to the east border, and westward in the front of the 25,000 to the west border, alongside the parts of the prince. And it shall be a holy heave offering, and the sanctuary of the house in its midst. And to the prince shall be from the possession of the Levites, and from the city's possession, amidst that for the prince, between the border of Judah and the border of Benjamin. And the rest of the tribes. From the east side to the west side, Benjamin, one part. And by the border of Benjamin, from the east side to the west side, Simeon, one part. And by the border of Simeon, from the east side to the west side, Issachar, one part. And by the border of Issachar, from the east side to the west side, Zebulun, one part. And by the border of Zebulun, from the east side to the west side, Gad, one part. And by the border of Gad to the south side southward, from Tamar to the waters of Meriboth Kadesh, to the torrent to the great sea. This is the land which you shall make fall by lot for an inheritance to the tribes of Israel, and these their parts, declares Adonai Yahweh. And these are the exits of the city on the north side, 4,500 measures. And the gates of the city shall be by the names of the tribes of Israel. Three gates northward, the gate of Reuben, one, the gate of Judah, one, the gate of Levi, one. And at the east side 4,500, and three gates. Even the gate of Joseph, one, the gate of Benjamin, one, the gate of Dan, one. And the south side, 4,500 measures, and three gates. The gate of Simeon, one, the gate of Issachar, one, the gate of Zebulun, one. The west side, 4,500, their gates three. The gate of Gad, one, the gate of Asher, one, the gate of Naphtali, one. All around it shall be 18,000 cubits. And the name of the city from that day shall be Yahweh is there.